Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, my goodness, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Working on some stories. Going to have some breaking stories, I believe, next week after the Christmas holidays. Trying to get some news out here. There are many things that are percolating in this city that have ramifications all across this country. So, my goodness gracious, we've got some really good stuff coming. And I got I received yesterday a box of Charlotte's Web's books, a Charlotte's Web book, the Charlotte's Web book. And they're teacher's editions. How cool is that? How cool is that? And I received some Beanie Baby little Wilbur pigs. So I'm trying to think of how many of you out there would like something like that. And I'm gonna cogitate on that for a minute, and I probably will be having a giveaway in the next break for that. But these little Beanie Babies are adorable, and these books are amazing. These are teacher editions of Charlotte's Web. How cool is that? So I'm going to be giving some of those away. I'm going to have some of those in the Wake Up Call giveaways this Friday as well. So I know a bunch of you are going to want to sign in for the Wake Up Call giveaways, and these are going to be Christmas giveaways. I'm going to have three giveaways on Friday, right before Christmas. They're going to have the Charlotte's Web Teacher's Edition in it. They're going to have a book in, another book in it. They're going to have T-shirts in it. They're going to have cups in it. These are going to be the Christmas editions of the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown Wake Up Call, Christmas Because We Care packages. So you really need to pay attention for when Howard gives a shout-out to get you on the list, because these are going to be fantastic giveaways. And on that note, we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We'll be back.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Revillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, those are the babies from Central Visual Performing Arts High School at the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. Oh my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. They were wonderful. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, and get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
Michael, good morning.
Okay, I have a question about Cynthia McKinney. Are you going to have her on your show the first of the year?
Trying to. Go ahead.
Are you going to have her, Cynthia McKinney on your show about the first of the year?
Going to try to.
Because I figure, because I figure she's not done, and I know she needs to, I know there's a lot of things that she wants to do in the coming year towards the OA election.
Sure, absolutely.
And Harry Belafonte as well, and I know he's probably been rather busy because I know he's not finished either.
Right. Okay. All right. That's your wish list. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Well, good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
Matt, good morning.
I'm fine. I was just sitting here watching TV this morning. We had a young soldier coming in from They was bringing him in through the airport this morning. And
yep, only child.
Getting ready to have his funeral today.
Yep.
And as I looked over another corner, I see hundreds of them coming home from training through the airport this morning. Maybe going home to wait their orders, you know, where they're going to be stationed and all that good stuff. And you probably would have had to put five of them together to come up with the age of 100. Just an airport full of babies.
Mm.
And I see Bush done put his 2 cents in. He want to put more of them over in Iraq. All I can say is I wish him well, you know. hope they safe return back home.
All right, man.
So have a good day, Miss Brown.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Question. Mr. Reed, I believe that's his name, that's running for president of the Board of Aldermen.
Louis Reed, yes.
Are you endorsing him?
I don't endorse. I support folks. Yes.
Yeah, are you supporting him, Liz?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's pretty much what I needed to know. I don't know much about him. I think you did have him on the show, but I missed the program.
Well, I have him on every Monday.
Oh, okay.
Every Monday at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Every Monday at 7 a.m. I think the race for president of the Board of Aldermen is so critical, and it's been made additionally critical. Number one, we're going to have redistricting coming up. During the next term of whoever wins this race.
Right.
And you know what happened under Jim Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at, there's this big thing that happened, let me back up a little bit. The president of the Board of Aldermen sits on the board of ENA along with whoever's in the mayor's office and Darlene Green, the comptroller.
Mm-hmm.
And they make financial decisions about the city. Francis Slay and Jim Shrewsbury voted against Darlene Green to give money to this downtown development that's going to, the St. Louis Center.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pay for that if it doesn't work out. That's the deal that they cut with the downtown center.
Mm-hmm.
And Darlene Green didn't want it. Now, Jim Shrewsbury would like to make the argument that he's there to work with Darlene Green and he's independent of Francis Slay. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he is not. And we know what Jim Shrewsbury did to an African alderwoman. With Irene J. Smith during the last redistricting thing,
yes,
when he refused
that.
To let her get off the floor to go use the restroom, but he let white guys do it, that he refused to be in opposition to the racist redistricting map that was drawn up by Francis Slay. We cannot afford to have him in place for the next redistricting effort. And secondly, additionally, there has been an attack by the death squad of John Danforth and Francis Slay on the St. Louis Public Schools. They have recommended a three-person panel to take over the St. Louis Public Schools. One would be Francis Slay, one would be Baby Boy Blunt, and the other would be Jim Shrewsbury. So that's another reason that folks need to be concerned about who's sitting in the seat of the Board of Aldermen, the President of the Board of Aldermen. And it cannot be Jim Shrewsbury.
Okay, I agree. Good arguments. I was a little confused, Liz, because, I think it was in the American, the I was saying that Reed was Slay's.
And you understand, Donald Suggs also recommended that Jim Shrewsbury, because he was part of the group, Shrewsbury, Francis Slay, and Matt Blunt run the school district. That explains it.
Right.
The St. Louis American is really pretty foul when it comes to things like this. They don't want – here's what he doesn't want to do. He wants to find a way not to have to support the black candidate. Because, isn't it interesting that why would the St. Louis American give a rat's a patoot about somebody being in the pocket of Slay when they're in the pocket of Slay?
Right.
Okay? So, he stood with Slay and is saying, let Francis Slay control the St. Donald Suggs is saying that he was part of the group last week who said, let Francis Slay control the St. Louis public schools. And you tripping because your criticism of somebody is that they're in the pocket of Slay? You're fronting.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely fronting. That's fake. That is a fake argument.
Okay.
That they're looking for an opportunity for an excuse not to have to support the black man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. They're looking for racial cover.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much, Ms. Brown.
You're more than welcome.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
You too.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Look, we're going to have a giveaway, an extraordinary wake-up call because we care. Liz Brown package for the holiday. We have some really, really cool gifts in there for you. You need to listen up. because we're giving away three this Friday. Really, really cool giveaways. You need to listen up for when Howard asks you to call in and give your name. Stay with me.
St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Northbound 270 on the ramp to eastbound 44. Look for an overturned vehicle. Expect delays there. Rain is forecast throughout the morning drive. Please exercise extreme caution and visibility will be low and allow yourself extra time to stop. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, look for congestion there. Northbound 270 at 44, look for some slow traffic on either side of that exchange. Westbound 270 from 367 through West Florissant, look for everything to be running smoothly. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road, 279, look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for congestion in the right lane. Southbound 55 at Loughborough and River to Paraders, congestion there. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly cloudy, rain ending later this morning, but a chance of showers redeveloping this afternoon, high around 50 for this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain with low in the lower 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy, early in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high around 50, but the temps will fall in the afternoon for Friday evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high only in the 40s. Currently, we have 51 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 50. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Just one look and I can hear a bell ring. One more look and I forget everything. Whoa, Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, how can I resist you? Mamma Mia, does it show again? My, just how much I missed you.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. The show you can't resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get-happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Coming to the Fox January 2nd through 7th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets on sale now. 314-534-1111 or metrotix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
Call Akbar Electrical for any of your residential or commercial electrical service needs. Mention this ad for a discount. Akbar, 382-2568, 314-382-2568.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back. This is Liz Brown. Someday at Christmas, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, my Lord, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I'm late, but I want to add my congratulations to you for the award that you won. I just received my journalism review.
Okay.
And I see your name there, and it's standing all alone, just like you are standing all alone in the wilderness. But one other thing, I'm looking forward to next year, and I want to say that I hope next year's radio or your program will continue to be inflammatory. So happy holiday, Liz. I just wanted to take a moment out of your time.
Dimitri, happy holidays to you, and I look forward to talking to you in the next year.
Okay,
thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call?
Yes. I like to say that I'm for the truth and justice and all the truth, the whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
That's right. And I like for you, you know, if you will, to, just like you, I want to get my point over so you won't give it to the people. Just like you say, that article in the Americans was something to stir up some trouble, and that's what you did yesterday.
Okay, if we're gonna have a conversation. Wait a minute. If you're gonna sit here and attack me and if you're accusing me of things that I didn't do, you are attacking me. You said I am stirring up trouble on that article. That's an accusation. Listen to your own words, Alan. Quit making me have to repeat them back to you.
Okay,
if you attack me, then I will. If you will attack me, I will respond. Make a point.
Well, you won't let me respond.
Beg your pardon?
You won't let me respond because if you was in a court of law...
Oh, quit whining, Al. You don't know anything about a court of law. Are you a lawyer, sweetie? Shut up. You don't know anything about a courtroom.
See, that's disrespectful.
It was intended to be. It was intended to be disrespectful. Are you making a point, Al? You got a point?
Yeah, I'm making a point.
Try to make it. Try to... You know what? Welcome to the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, please, I would like for you to explain this to me because it's hard for me to... the president is saying that we are winning the war, but we are not. Can you break that down so I can understand it? Because
Ms. Ruth, I think that that's really an unfair question of you to ask me because I do not have a degree in psychology, all right? I am not a medical doctor. It is absolute lunacy. It is absolute.
I thought I was going crazy myself.
No, ma'am.
I can't understand how can we be winning and we are losing. You see?
Well, we're safer, but we're not safe. Okay, we've had mission accomplished, but somebody else put up the sign.
Good
you know,
Lord.
I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
I thought maybe I was losing my mind because I have been trying to figure that out, and I can't understand why you would say something like that, and it just boggles my mind. I just can't understand it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a Merry Christmas, huh?
Take care of yourself.
And thank you, and
Merry
I listen
Christmas.
To you every day, and I love you.
Love you too. Bless your heart. Thank you so much, Ms. Ruth.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
Yeah, Liz, I'm confused. I don't know where you're coming up with these names for the three-person committee for the St. Louis Public Schools, because I don't know if you're listening to the same news I'm listening to. They said last week they were going to name a person. It's going to be one representative from St. Louis, one representative from Kansas City, and one representative from Jefferson City.
And see, that's...
And not hear them mention anybody's name whatsoever.
And that's what happens when you actually read the report instead of just listening to the news, Mike. If you go get a copy of the actual report that was submitted to Kent King, in it, it says specifically, the mayor's office, which would be Francis Slay, Matt Blunt's office, which would be Matt Blunt, and the president of the Board of Aldermen. They would be the people that would select the people that would sit on this three-person board. That's the recommendation that's specifically
They would select a committee. They have not selected the
people that are going to be on it. Obviously, they're going to pick independent people.
Obviously? What are you talking about? Are you familiar with politics? What do you mean, obviously? Did Bill Clinton pick people that were qualified for their jobs all the time? Obviously not. Does George Bush pick people? How about doing a great job, Brownie? Come on now, you know when political people pick other political people, we often get screwed. And we're also talking about, just think about this, Mike, just think about this for 1 second. How is it on earth that three political people, or political hacks, depending upon your assessment of them, who have no background in education, who have no, and two of them have articulated positions that are against public schools, how on earth should they be put in the position of making a determination of who runs the St. Louis public schools? That's insane.
Something has to be done. I mean,
what do you mean something has to be done?
Well, it's the St. Louis Public School Board, or not board, well, the board is right now, but the St. Louis Public Schools are just awful.
Well, wait a minute, but here's the thing, Mike. If you look at the entire state of Missouri, DESE, the Department of Education, makes an assessment every year of the school districts that are challenged. If we look at the St. Louis Public Schools prior to Bill Roberti and Francis Slay, the St. Louis Public Schools were 2 points away from full accreditation. They were on their way up. They were on their way out. They were working to improve the St. Louis Public Schools. In the short 3 years that Francis Slay and his board majority has controlled this board and made the decisions on this board, this district has lost 26 points. The citizens of the city of St. Louis have looked at the decisions made by Francis Slay and his group, and every single election in that 3-year period, they have removed Francis Slay's people. Now, what this suggestion is from John Danforth, from Donald Suggs, from Francis Slay is basically taking away our democracy because, like it or not, I don't like it that the president is elected when we have people that I don't like. But William Danforth. But here's the point. If this goes into effect, it means that when I walk into my voting booth and vote for my school board member, that person has no power because three people who I had no input into are going to be making the decisions of my school board. That's contrary to democracy. If you don't like the way that the St. Louis School Board is being run, then you do what every other citizen in a democracy does, and that is unelected people that are running it the wrong way. You do not eliminate democracy because of something that has happened in a 3-year period, and we know why, and the citizens have gotten rid of the thing that caused the horrible things to happen to the city of St. Louis. It is an insult to all of us for them to say to us, you know what, we don't like who you're electing, so we're going to get rid of the entire election process. That's wrong.
The thing is, Liz, also don't forget, the state of Missouri does not want to get involved in this at all. They really don't. They don't want to get involved in this.
But
they're going to have to because
they don't have to because if you have to get involved in a school district because of its lack of accreditation, there are 11 school districts that are ahead of the city of St. Louis in their failure for accreditation. So how are you going to jump over all those school districts and come to the city of St. Louis? That's nonsense. You are not trying to get at fixing a school district. This is a political decision that is being made by people who want to politically control the district. This isn't about fixing it. It's about people wanting political control of a $100 million money pot. That's what. Otherwise, why aren't you taking over every school district that's ahead of the city of St. Louis first? Explain that.
Time will tell.
Time will tell? Oh, okay. Okay. 1-877. That's all you got. That's all you got after all that. Time will tell. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We need to take a break. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me, because I'm going to get at you when we get to this. to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. You know what? You need to get on over to Sears at 3425 Union. It's the holidays. It's the last weekend of shopping. I know you have stuff to buy, and if you can't make up your mind, if you're overwhelmed with your options when you get there, get a gift card. My name is Liz Brown. When you get to Sears at 3425 Union, you tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Welcome back. Oh, wow. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Howard, I think I'd like to do a giveaway right now, if that's okay with you. I have
a Donny Osmond giveaway?
Not a Donny Osmond. Who? Not a Donny Osmond. Something so much better than that. I'm holding in my hand one of my favorite books from when I was a little girl. Oh, I loved Charlotte's Web. And this is a very special edition of Charlotte's Web because it is a teaching edition of it. They have teaching activities, classrooms, discussions in the book, things that teachers, ideas for teachers, activities, science tie-ins,
Oh, my goodness, there's so much really cool stuff in this book, and the illustrations are just wonderful. So I am going to give away a copy of this teacher's edition of Charlotte's Web, along with a Beanie Baby of Wilbur. They are just adorable. They are just adorable. And I'm going to do that to the 8th caller at 454-6660. That's 454-6660. Give us a holler. Good luck. 1-877-920-WGNU. Korean veteran, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
Ms. Brown, I've been listening ever since you've been on the air. I want to congratulate you for what you're doing for your community, for the Urban Institute, Ms. Brown. I want to...
International Urban Institute, will meet on the first Saturday in the new year.
Yes, ma'am. When you break it down, it stays broken down, Ms. Brown.
All right, now.
Also, I want to tell you that... money.
Hold on for 1 second, sir. We have our winner. We have our winner for the Charlotte's Web. Don't worry. I'm going to be giving away a whole lot of them throughout the hour. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr.
I just want to say money couldn't pay you for what you're doing for your community. Well, and I'm a senior citizen. And all my lifetime, the action, and you've become a catalytic agent in the city of St. Louis, educating the black community and your people. And one thing that makes you better than a lot, you money and nothing can't buy you out, and it's your spirit. And I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas,
Merry
Happy Kwanzaa,
Christmas.
And prosperous New Year.
Happy everything.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have our winner, Robert, Robert Kinney, Charlotte's Web and Wilbur Beanie Baby, congratulations. You can come down to the station today and gather your gift, Charlotte's Web book and the Wilbur Beanie Baby. They are so cool. The Beanie Baby is just adorable. 1-877-920-WGNU. How's this for a Merry Christmas message from Boy George? How's this for a Merry Christmas message from Boy George? In violation of U.S. Code and in violation of international law, the Bush administration is spending more money to develop illegal, offensive germ warfare than the $2 billion spent in World War II on the Manhattan Project to make the atom bomb. Okay, I'm going to say that again just so it will sink into you. I want you to feel the ho, ho, ho Merry Christmas gift from Boy George. In violation of U.S. Code and international law and God's law, the administration that was going to be moral, more moral than anybody, is spending more money to develop illegal, offensive germ warfare, spending more money than the $2 billion spent in World War II on the Manhattan Project to make the atom bomb. All right. Now, this is a question to all of you out there in the audience. Raise your right hand if you think it makes sense to give the dumbest kid in the class, the one with ADT, the drug addict, a bomb-making abilities. Now, this statement is coming from a professor of international law. He drafted the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89. He says the Pentagon is gearing up to fight and win biological warfare pursuant to two Bush national strategy directives adopted without public knowledge and public review in 2002. Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, baby. Now, I want you to think about this as we analyze that. Think about this while we analyze that. They're developing biological weapons without our knowledge, consent, or input against the law to win biological warfare. Hell, we haven't won round conventional warfare. Can you name me the last war that we won? Can you name me the last war that... How many of you... I wasn't alive when they won that war. How about you? One 920 WGNU. For the fiscal years of 2001 to 2004, the federal government funded $14.5 billion for civilian bio-warfare-related work, a truly staggering sum. Another $5.6 billion was voted for the deceptively named Project BioShield, under which Homeland Security is stockpiling vaccines and drugs to fight anthrax, smallpox. Huh. The Washington Post reported on December 12th that both houses of Congress passed legislation considered by many to be an effective way to salvage the two-year-old BioShield project. When Bush signs it into law, it will allocate $1 billion more over the next 3 years to pump more money into the private sector sooner. By pouring huge sums into university and private sector laboratories, federal spending has diverted the U.S. biotech industry to biowarfare. Wow. Merry Christmas, baby. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back with Eye on the Lou and Irene J. Smith. Stay with me.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
No mail, no school, and a lot of that shoveling. That's what you can look forward to today. If you live in Denver, Colorado, one of the places hit hardest by a huge winter storm on the first day of winter, and it's come just in time to ruin Christmas for a lot of people. More from ABC News National Correspondent Jim Hickey.
As snowplows vainly try to keep up with the blizzard, holiday travelers are stranded at Denver's airport. This one tells us why.
There's no flights going into Denver or going out of Denver.
All flights canceled until further notice. When will that be? Good guess, says a spokesman for Frontier Airlines.
Definitely going to be several days before we work through the entire backlog.
And on the roads...
I'm stuck.
Thousands stranded on snowbound highways in Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa. That could be very dangerous. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is hearing from soldiers on the front lines in Iraq about whether the U.S. should send in more troops. The answer from the soldiers he had breakfast with this morning, a resounding yes. Maybe this is why they call it The View.
I just think that this man is like sort of one of those, snake oil salesmen in Little House on the Prairie. You remember that episode where the guy would come in with a lot of bottles and everybody...
That's co-host Rosie O'Donnell offering her view about Donald Trump and his decision to let Miss USA keep her crown despite her underage drinking. And as you might guess, the Donald didn't wait too long to respond.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. She doesn't have her facts. She'll say anything that comes to her mind.
And he's even threatened to sue. What was this grandmother thinking? A woman put her one-month-old grandson through the X-ray machine at Los Angeles International Airport. The child apparently was in a car seat at the time. A quick-thinking screener pulled the baby out right away and called for medical attention. Fortunately, the child should be okay. This is ABC News.
You did it again, didn't you? You waited until the last minute. Now you're running out of minutes. So wrap it up this weekend at Lowe's. Spend $50 or more and be eligible to register for a $10 off coupon. Not a minute too soon.
Lowe's Spend and Get event through Sunday. Eligibility for a $10 Spend and Get coupon requires enrollment through Lowe's.com and a qualifying purchase of at least $50 between this December 21st and 24th. Only one coupon per household per day. Visit Lowe's.com or any store for additional program details. Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or a master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. That's 1-800-853-4433.
She was once known as a woman who almost brought down a presidency. Now, Monica Lewinsky is a grad student. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Lewinsky graduated from the London School of Economics and is interviewing for jobs in Britain. She's 32, and her publicist says Lewinsky's received a Master's of Science degree in social psychology.
I've really spent a lot of time working on trying to bring balance to my life.
Back in 2000, on ABC's The View, the ex-White House intern was looking ahead after losing 31 pounds.
I think I certainly realize that there are consequences for the bad choices that we make.
Lewinsky's master's thesis was titled In Search of the Impartial Juror, an Exploration of the Third Person Effect and Pretrial Publicity. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The company best known for keeping your credit card information safe when you shop online is getting into the family-friendly movie business. VeriSign will partner with Axiom TV to offer downloads of kid-themed, parent-approved pictures using technology called Mother to block out the bad stuff. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, autopsy results are expected today in the death of a 3-year-old boy in East St. Louis. The boy was found Tuesday afternoon at a home in the 1900 block of Weeman. The child's mother has been arrested but hasn't been charged. The boy's name hasn't been released. A Washington, Missouri man will spend more than 11 years in prison for child pornography. Ralph Stringer was sentenced yesterday to 138 months in prison on one count each of receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography. Prosecutors say Stringer ordered a video of child porn from an undercover inspector in August 2005. Anheuser-Busch has a new beer. Yesterday, the St. Louis-based beer giant launched Redbridge Beer, the first sorghum-based beer that's available nationally. Brewmaster Jane Killebrew-Teleski says Redbridge Beer doesn't contain any gluten.
We're excited that people who are seeking out that gluten-free lifestyle will be able to find it in multiple locations.
Redbridge Beer is comparable in calories to other full-body lager beers. Finally this hour, some New York residents say they've had enough Christmas music, thank you. Folks living above a mall in White Plains are sick of hearing the holiday tunes blaring through the shopping center courtyard around the clock. Those living in the 35-story tower call the piped-in music mind-numbing and an intrusion into sanctity of their apartments. The music plays throughout the year from speakers embedded in courtyard planters beginning at about 9 a.m. and continuing for 12 hours, but it's the Christmas carols that are apparently driving residents crazy. Building management says it has turned down the volume to an acceptable level. They plan to keep the carols playing, calling the holiday music an enticement for shoppers. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil PM. Rain and fog are forecast for most of the morning drive. Please exercise caution as visibility will be reduced and allow yourself extra time to stop. Westbound 70 into the depressed section of the disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked and it's reported right in front of the dome. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Marshall Road, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant, look for delays possible. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, expect slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for congestion in the right lane. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the PSB is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit, expect heavy volume all the way into downtown. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is slow as well. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil PM. Advil PM. Tonight, spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep when you switch from Tylenol PM to new Advil PM. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy, rain ending later this morning, but redeveloping possibly this afternoon with a high around 50. This evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain with a low in the lower 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy until early morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the rest of the day, but the temperatures will be around 50, but they'll be falling by the afternoon. Friday evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s, and then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we have 51 degrees and rain. Lambert Fields reporting 51 and rain as well. Stay tuned now for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
We have our eye on the loo.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen.
Oh, and I have a microphone. Welcome, welcome to Eye on the Loo. This is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith. Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Liz Brown. And we have other company in the studio as well.
Yes, we do.
We have my nephew, Jeffrey Taylor Jr. I'm on TT duty.
All right. Well, we have a lot of stuff that's going on out here in the city this morning. We have a lot of folks that are rumbling about the upcoming elections for the even wards out here. I'd like to have a conversation this morning about some of the races that are going on, some of the word on the street that we're hearing about people that are going to be hopping into these races. I would also like to continue our conversation about the recommendation that was made from what I like to refer to as the death squad of Danforth et al. So I'd like to have a conversation about that. Apparently, there's been some stuff on Francis Slay's blog as well. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we can continue our conversation with Eye on the Loo and Irene J. Smith. My name is Liz Brown, and stay with us.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care. Still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease.
At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your health care needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, we've got elections coming up.
Elections?
Yes, we do. Elections coming up.
Oh, March.
That's March and April.
Yes, March and April. School board race. March. Odd ward. Even wards. And president of board of aldermen race.
That's right, and we have some rumblings out here of some possible contested races out here. What have you been hearing?
Not a whole lot. Most of the speculation that I've heard has been relative to the second ward.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not Dionne Flowers will have some opposition, whether or not committee woman Maddie Moore will be running against her. That is the greatest, I mean, that's the most discussion that I've heard about.
Oh, well, we can't forget about Jeffrey Boyd's award.
You know, rumbling.
Okay. Tell people what it is.
What it is Jeffrey Boyd, again, is going to be facing off with Jay Ozier.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's going to be a very interesting race. I've been talking to a number of constituents in Jeffrey's ward that have been unhappy with what Jeffrey has been doing. I've talked to business people out here that talk about how Jeffrey was always present when there was a recall effort. He was up front and center in people's businesses when there was a recall effort, but once the recall effort was not successful, he kind of disappeared into the night. So it's going to be very interesting. Jay Ozier has been there forever, huh?
He's been there a while. He's been a committeeman. The time when Jeffrey, in fact, won, I mean, it was a very close election. Of course, a lot has transpired since then. We've had a couple of recall efforts.
Mm-hmm.
We've had unsuccessful efforts.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, and we've had supposedly investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting. I mean, the business people that I talked to in his ward are, you know, there's a great deal of discussion about the facade program.
Right.
And who benefits from it and why.
Mm-hmm.
And
when we talk about the discussion about this, what are some of the things that people are saying?
Some of the things that people are inquiring is, and when we say facade, that is a grant
mm-hmm.
that the city makes available to businesses so they can improve the outward appearance of their business. And many business people in the 22nd Ward that I know and talk to, they feel like it was just centered to a certain area. Only certain people received benefit from the facade program, and that there was only one contractor, you know, and I think that's Carter Plaza. And, you know, they imply that there is something.
One contractor meaning what? The only person that
the only person that was actually working in the ward doing the facade program. And I don't know that that's true. I know they did a lot of work. I don't know if they were the only one. But, you know, discussion about that. Then there's discussion about the acquisition of the property that Alderman Board now has his ward office in. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And what is that discussion?
You know, the discussion is that somehow someone acquired the property for him at a reduced rate, and it wasn't a purchase from the city.
Mm-hmm.
It was purchased from a older businessman that had been there a number of years, and then shortly thereafter it was transferred to Jeffrey Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's speculation that it was transferred because he did some facade work for this particular business owner. And, you know, it's a lot of speculation. People say, okay, well, what's your point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there should be an investigation. I said, well, if the investigation certainly should have taken place before now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like the 22nd Ward race might get a little nasty.
And a little hot because
yeah.
we can't forget the Kenny Jones component to this as well. And make that clear for folks, too, the history of Kenny Jones in connection with this race.
Well, Kenny Jones, as you know, was the alderman of the 22nd Ward for a number of years. I mean, probably close to 20 years. Jeffrey, at one time, was a supporter
mm-hmm.
of Alderman Jones. And at the time when he was working for Union West, I believe, as the executive director, of course, then Alderman Jones funded that organization. And, of course, Jeffrey Boyd was in lockstep with him you know, a lot of people think that he was in lockstep with him. Now,
that was my life experience with him. At that point, he was in lockstep.
He was
him.
In lockstep. You know, I still hear story of people who during Kayla Mackin's race, who said, you know, they can recall when Jeffrey Boyd put him out of meetings
right.
that were held at Union West
Behalf of Kenny Jones.
On behalf of Kenny Jones, that Jeffrey did that, and people still remember that. The also issue is, of course, Kenny leading the recall effort on Jeffrey Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, Jeffrey ran
and
on.
And Jay Ozier and Kenny Jones
are very close allies.
Okay.
Very close allies. Have always supported one another. Jeffrey Boyd, it's interesting because many people that I encourage to support him are coming to me
mm-hmm.
and asking me, you know, what's your position? Of course, I don't have any position. I don't live in the 22nd Ward. A lot of people are saying, you know, well, you know, he attacked Kenneth Jones and Jay Ozier for being so-called, word that we don't like to say, Toms, in terms of supporting Slay. They said, well, he turned around and did the same thing, so why is there a difference?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well,
And I think that I would never use that term, and I don't use that term, but
it's a term that he used.
Right, and I understand, and I understand, and I've heard that term used with respect to Jeffrey. But the concern that I have has always been, whose alliance does Jeffrey hold primary? Does he hold his alliance with Francis Slay primary over the interest, the collective interest of the community of the of African descent? And many people that I have talked to would say that Jeffrey Boyd is very concerned about maintaining his relationship with Francis Slay at the expense of the community of African descent.
That may well be. You know, it's one of the things that did come up in discussion recently was, as you recall, and I can't recall the exact number of the board bill, but it was a board bill that was perceived as taking power and authority away from Darlene Green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a big hoopla about it. A lot of people met about it, encouraged him to withdraw. You know, because it was a board bill that he sponsored.
That's right. On behalf of?
On behalf of, seemingly from many people believing that it was on behalf of the Slay administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alderman Boyd says, no, this is something that I have been working on. I have been doing research on how to get more a local involvement with respect to city, to get city dollars, and that this had nothing to do with the mayor. This is something that I worked on, I researched on, and it did not come from Slay, but there were many others who do not believe that that was the case, and they believe that this was something that Jeffrey Boyd was given by the Slay administration to basically take away power from Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the bill was tabled,
right,
you know, because there was a lot of pressure that was put on Alderman Boyd. And as, you know, when you hear...
But you have to ask a question, okay? If Slay didn't make you do it, if Slay didn't say, Jeffrey, go do this bill, and you came up with a bill on your own that would take away power, seemingly take away power from Darlene Green, you got to ask the question of, well, what are you thinking? I mean, okay, he didn't make it do it. You did it. What's up with that?
Yeah, that, I mean, that question comes up. I mean, if it's going to limit, and we've had... As we said before, there have been a lot of issues, financial issues in the city of St. Louis, and our comptroller has been pretty much on top of those issues and, you know, has fulfilled her responsibility as a comptroller, and that is why the city's rating is what it is, and that's why a lot of us like to see, you know, Comptroller Green, you know, continue your work as comptroller. And that's the box that you put yourself in. You were elected to that box.
And that's your expertise.
And that's your expertise. Mm-hmm. And we certainly appreciate it. So when Jeffrey came up with this, in his, what he's saying, it's my understanding, if this was his idea, then certainly this should have been something that should have been discussed with the comptroller.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was perceived as taking authority away from the comptroller, then certainly, you know, I'm just wondering why the bill would have been introduced
and also,
if that's the case.
Given the fact that alder people have the bully pulpit of the aldermatic meetings every Friday, alder people can get on the floor when they have pieces of legislation that they decide that they don't want to go anywhere. They can make a speech about it. Jeffrey Boyd could have very well gotten on the floor of the board and said, you know what, I'm withdrawing this bill because I realize upon reflection or upon further research that this is taking away authority from the comptroller, and I do not want to do that. That was not my intention. I'm withdrawing this. He could have done. I mean, you were.
It's possible to do that. Actually, as I recall, and I think my memory is correct, that actually the bill was first read, it was referred to committee, and it was actually tabled in committee. So it was
mm-hmm.
shut down actually in committee, and it never went back to the full floor.
Mm-hmm. But never, well, so let me ask this question. As an alder person, could you still have made a statement about
Of course you could have. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you could
send
out a press release.
Absolutely.
So that people would not misunderstand what your intent was. You could have sent out a press release, or you could have requested, and I know it's been shut down because of sometimes the statements of one of our former alder person, but he could have asked for a point, you know, to make a point on the floor.
Absolutely.
That's broadcast on Channel 10.
That's right.
Or in the alternative, he could have, of course, issued a press statement, because that was what a lot of people were up in arms about, was this particular piece of legislation that many viewed as something that he was put up to do by the mayor, that is Slay. And it did not come from his own research. But, of course, Alderman Boyd says that this was a result of him trying to get more, you know, local people getting a piece of the pie,
okay,
something to that extent.
We will be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Rain and fog are forecast for most of the morning drive, so please exercise caution as visibility will be reduced and allow yourself extra time to stop. Westbound 70 heading into the press section, disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked, reportedly right in front of the dome.
Mid Rivers Mall to the ramp to 70 eastbound. There's an accident reported. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for normal traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Marshall Road, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant, delays are possible. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, expect delays. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for congestion to have been cleared, but you may still see some delays. Westbound 5570 from 64 on into the PSB, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit, look for heavy volume into downtown and all your other approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect delays as the rain is causing some backups this hour. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Shop Helzberg Diamonds for the gifts she really wants, like a timeless diamond solitaire earrings, just $99.99, only at Helzberg Diamonds, moments that sparkle. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy, rain ending this morning, but possibly redeveloping by this afternoon. A high will be in the mid-50s this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain, low in the lower 40s. For Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high around 50, but the temps will be falling by the afternoon. For Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. For Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently, we have 51 degrees. And rain. Lambert Field is reporting 50 in rain. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. More Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown is on the way. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Now, Goldie's Music has assembled over 50 of the greatest rock and roll songs ever recorded in one 3-CD set called Rock and Roll Greats. You'll get Bill Haley and the Comets, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Everly Brothers, Gene Vincent, Brenda Lee, Matt Domino, Danny and the Juniors.
Balls of Fire!
Yes, over 50 of the best rock and roll songs in one package, a must for any collection. Nothing but the hits from Carl Perkins, Bobby Day, Lloyd Price, The Platters, Little Richard, The Diamonds, The Beach Boys, and many more. 50 rock and roll greats.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning now, come on, it's the party.
Plus, the best of the girl groups.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Call now and order Rock and Roll Greats. Makes a great gift. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
Call Akbar Electrical for any of your residential or commercial electrical service needs. Mention this ad for a discount. Akbar, 382-2568. 314-382-2568.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. And before we go any further, I want to do a couple of bookkeeping matters. Number one, the International Urban Institute. Our next meeting will be after the new year, the first Saturday in the new year at our normal time and our normal place at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. So that's the first Saturday in the first week of the new year.
From 9 to 11.
From 9 to 11. And also I want to give folks an opportunity. I got a wonderful box full of my favorite book, Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web. Irene has one. So does her nephew. And I just want, and then they're really wonderful books because they are teacher's editions of it. And I love this book, past my heart. We had the wonderful opportunity to talk to the vice president of the company that is distributing Charlotte's Web yesterday, and he talked about how wonderful the movie is, and I encourage everybody to go see the movie. But if you, in the meantime, in the between time, I'm going to, for the, let's say, the 12th caller at 454-6660, you will get a teaching edition of Charlotte's Web. They have wonderful questions to engage children further on the story, and a Wilbur the Pig beanie baby, too. So be the 12th caller at 454-6660 and get your Christmas gift from us. And before we leave the discussion of...
Since we're making announcements, Liz, yes, we need to announce that public hearing at Wolves on January the 2nd.
Absolutely.
The Public Service Commission will be in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We are really pushing to pack it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's scheduled for 6 o'clock. We urge people to get there by 5 o'clock. That is January the 2nd at 6 p.m. at Wolves. That's at Kings Highway and Martin Luther King Drive.
And to underscore that just a little bit, for all of you that are, Ameren UE over in Illinois just got a 50% rate increase. Okay, they're going to phase it in for some folks only with 3% interest. And so they're looking for this, not, I don't know, about a 50% increase. We have a winner, we have a winner, we have a winner. They're not looking for a 50% increase, but they're looking for an increase. And after all the trees that they didn't cut down, after all the electricity that was shut off, after all of the things that they have done, we need to be at this hearing on January 2nd at Woes. And what time is it again?
It's scheduled at 6 p.m. And if you notice, and a lot of people just throw the stuff away, the notice comes in your electric bill when it's in an envelope, and it's a yellow notice. Mm-hmm. And it lists some other places, because one of the things that they reported on the news, and I can't recall exactly where they were, but nobody showed up mm-hmm. to the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day after New Year's, we're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year.
That's right.
You
That's
know.
Right. Absolutely. We need to be there. And we have our winner for the Charlotte's Web and Wilbur book, Virginia Johnson. Congratulations. You can come down to the station today. Pick it up, because you know what? If y'all don't pick up these gifts before Christmas, we're giving them away again. I don't want any of these gifts. I got to giggle. I don't want any of these gifts to be sitting here when somebody else could have them. So if you want them, you need to come down and get your gifts before the holiday season is over with. Now, Irene, you and I were talking about some of the races and the rumblings that are going on in the Aldermatic races upcoming in April. Is that right? Automatic races will be in March. The 26th ward, there is competition. We have a H. Lee Willis who is going to be running against the current alderman, Frank Williams.
Frank Williamson.
Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a contested race.
That's going to be a contested race, an interesting race. You know, Frank Williamson, I believe, has done an excellent job representing his ward. He has certainly tried to assure that there were more African-American developers and African-American builders in his ward benefiting from block grant funding. And, you know, that's right on the edge of going into the loop.
Mm-hmm.
His ward is a sizable portion of his ward. And so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting what the issues were, because early on we had heard that allegedly Mike Roberts was courting
mm-hmm.
Frank Williamson to get him not to run
mm-hmm.
so that his son could get him some political
experience. A resume that is a little bit thicker than Boy George's.
Yes. I would say more thicker than Boy George, but that's another matter. And you know, he's a young attorney. But it looks like that's not going to happen. It looks like Willis, I think his last name is Willis.
H. Lee Willis. He had his kickoff campaign on December 18th. It's on. And I think that we benefit when there are robust and vigorous races going on throughout the city. I think, and particularly when we have this very important president of the Board of Aldermen race going on.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the other rumbling is over in the Sixth Ward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that are going on over in the Sixth Ward, you know, with Triplett, the committee man, who is probably a Republican man, running in the Democratic automatic race, and I think there are perhaps two others.
This is Lewis Reed's.
Lewis Reed's present ward,
right?
You know, and so that's going to be interesting. You have John Bass's granddaughter, mm-hmm. you know, a beautiful young sister. Her dad is very involved in the Pipefitters Union.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be quite interesting.
It's going to be quite interesting. And the heat is helpful. The heat is helpful for getting people connected and vested in the
right.
upcoming
you know,
elections.
And it's my understanding there's a little heat at the ward meeting.
A lot of heat at the ward
at the ward meeting.
Yes,
you know, and I'm just wondering, and if this report that was made is accurate, how do you have an executive meeting in a room where there are other people present and then get offended if other people are listening?
I don't understand that either.
I mean, obviously it was for all ears.
When I was 5 years old or younger, I think a little bit younger, I was myopic as a child, as all children are. When I closed my eyes, I thought that everybody was really gone. You know, that when you go to sleep, everybody in the world goes to sleep. So maybe they were thinking, like children think, that, okay, if we're talking here and we're not paying attention to anybody else, they're not going to be paying any attention
right.
to us.
Right. You mad. This is grown folks' business.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
This is grown folks' business. You
no,
should.
Ma'am. They're all grown folks'
business. Don't you be listening
exactly.
to this. This is grown folks' business. But apparently there was others who were listening, and it's my understanding there may have been a little riffle between a member of the executive committee and one of the individuals who, you know, rightfully so. You know, let's see what I can hear, you
okay.
know.
So let's move on to the Board of Education and the issues here. You brought in a statement that, thank goodness your nephew is here, because that way I won't cuss.
And you're on the air.
And I'm on the air, so I've got double protection. This is a statement from Francis Slay's website about his position on the Death Squad's recommendation for St. Louis Public Schools. And this was from November 25th, so this was around Thanksgiving when this statement came out. There are a number of things that are interesting to me in this and revealing about for people that haven't been paying attention and underscoring for people who do know what is going on. One of the statement is that the recommendation that what he says about private schools. Because it will take many years to fix what ails the district, we should use the time to promote alternatives like charter and parochial schools. Now, could you share with the audience the conversation, a conversation that you've heard of,
mm-hmm.
that took place with one of the minions of Francis Slay, one of the denials by one of the minions of Francis Slay, and then let's use this sentence right here to show that they lie every time they open that they lie and the truth ain't in them.
Yes, I happened to be present in a room on yesterday when Robin Wabi returned the call of we call him Brother Matt, regarding an email that he had sent to the mayor and to
Jim Shrewsbury
regarding, you know, what's your position on the school system? I want to know. It's not really clear, da, 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 da. And so she called. And one of the statements that she made, which was, like, hilarious to me, she said the mayor is opposed to vouchers.
So then let's go back to this statement from, a printed statement from that Francis Slay made on November 25th. We should use the time to promote alternatives like charter and parochial schools. How do you promote a parochial school if I mean, you promote it through the vouchers piece. You can't, I mean, right now that you can promote parochial schools. You could put up a sign and say, go to parochial schools.
And he has.
And he has every single day. What they're trying to do is to bring money to parochial schools, and that's a voucher by any other name. It's a voucher.
But not only that, it's interesting. As she went on in conversation, you know, as she and Brother Mac were dialoguing, she said, well, no, you know, we get these people, these kids need a quality education, and we could contract out.
Excuse me?
We can contract out.
Contract out what? To whom?
The education of our children.
So Robin Wobbe, who is Francis Slay's minion on for public schools, was talking about contracting out public school teachers to the private sector.
Exactly. Exactly. And as we suspected from the very beginning, because when you look at this statement, there is nothing in here that is said positive about public education. And in fact, when you think about Francis Slay and his blueprint for St. Louis, and we go to the educational piece, he's not pushing public education and is not interested in public education is interested in privatizing.
He's interested in taking the money from public education
exactly.
and putting it someplace
exactly.
else. And putting it any place but
public education.
We will be back. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline, Washington, D.C. A top foreign policy advisor to Saudi King Abdullah is expected to be named Riyadh's next ambassador to the U.S. The Washington Post reports Adel al-Jubeer will take over the post after it was suddenly vacated by the previous ambassador. Jubeer is a well-known figure in Washington circles. He was designated by government leaders in Riyadh to lead a public effort after the 9/11 attacks to disassociate the Saudi royal family from the Islamic extremism of al-Qaeda. Most of the hijackers who flew planes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania field were Saudi-born. Jubeer attended the University of North Texas and Georgetown University. Dateline, Mexico City. An attempt to impose a soft drink tax in Mexico has fizzled out. The Mexican Senate rejected a 5% tax on all carbonated beverages. Opponents say the plan would have hurt the poor, many of whom prefer sodas because potable water is less available and sometimes more expensive. More Coca-Cola products are sold per capita in Mexico than any other nation, with Mexicans adopting pop along with tacos and chiles into the national diet. The average Mexican citizen drinks about 40 gallons of carbonated drinks per year. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I'm here with Irene J. Smith and...
Say your name. Jeffrey Taylor.
Jeffrey Taylor and Wilbur. And we are...
Wilbur can't talk right now.
Yeah, he can't talk right now. We are talking about the St. Louis Public Schools. We are talking about Frances Slay. And there's one particularly insulting line out of this
definitely.
Statement from Frances Slay on November 25th. Could you read that for us, Irene? There at the bottom.
If you're talking about the last one. Cause
yeah,
that's
what I'm talking about.
The situation requires bold, urgent action. We have to do what is best for the kids and what is best for the city before we lose another generation to bad public schools.
So let's just try to dissect that for a number of different levels. What I'm hearing, what I'm reading, what I'm feeling from that statement is utter contempt for those of us who had public education.
Exactly.
I'm a product of public education.
I'm a product of public education.
There are a lot of wonderful,
countless thousands and thousands of millions of people
that are
right.
products of...
The Chief Justice for the state of Missouri is about... We're part of that prior generation.
Okay, that prior generation. So he's insulted all of us that are products of the public education. And secondly, if he's not talking about us, if he's talking about current time, is he possibly saying that we have lost a generation of kids from the time that Craig Williams stepped out of office to the time that Diana Borisow left? Certainly you're not that insane. If we've lost a generation of kids in recent times, it has been because of the actions of you.
That's right. And when you talk about this fact, he has the nerve to talk about this fractionalized voting. It was okay when it was fractionalized voting and your board members controlled the majority. It was okay when you were contracting out jobs and you got on, in front of the paper that it was such a good thing to lose 1,400 jobs.
It's a great day for the city of St. Louis when we lost over 1,500 jobs.
Right. And when you closed down food service facilities, as incidentally was it right at Lexington and Kings Highway
making
in the first war, making $1 million a year, not losing money when you contracted out to an entity such as Aramark. I try to wipe their name out of my mind. That was okay. But the bottom line, Liz, this is about raping and fleecing the public school funds to contract out, just as Robin Wobbe said
yesterday.
Okay,
and let us should send a chill up every one of your spines. Robin Wobbe said we can contract out teachers.
Exactly.
We can contract out teachers. That's privatization. That's vouchers every day of the week.
Right. And it was interesting because I happened to be present and the person said, who's calling me from a 622? I said, that's probably the mayor's office. That's city government. So he answered the phone. And they had an intelligent discussion. His brother has been involved in the educational system, so could ask the right questions.
Let's be clear. He's a member of International Urban Institute, okay? He's one of ours. He's one of ours. You are on Eye on the Lou. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz Brown and Irene J. Smith.
Good morning, Charles. How are you? I can get those
Hello,
voices.
Hello, nephew. Listen, you're blowing my mind. This school thing is blowing my mind. Help me a minute. Am I incorrect in thinking that one Slay appointed Veronica O'Brien to replace Rochelle Moore?
Correct.
You're correct.
Veronica O'Brien also endorsed the interim supervisor at this time.
Superintendent.
Yes.
Actually, she went and found Diana Borisow. She was the sole person that recommended Diana Borisow.
Okay, help me with this.
Which was a good thing.
It was. I see it very positive. But since she has stepped in as president of the school board, she's flipped the script. Now she doesn't want her. That's confusing to me.
Here's the thing. It's not confusing if you are a person that has to have their way, and if they can't, you can't get your way, you'll tear everything down. This is about pure, raw power grab by Veronica O'Brien and wanting to have her way. There's a whole bunch of things going on. Veronica O'Brien is using this office like Roberti used this office. She is currying favor with law firms, bringing them business. She is currying favor with moving companies and businesses with moving companies. It's a very powerful position if you are a greedy person and covet power. You can tell somebody, like she told Anthony Bonner, I'm going to get you a $186,000 job because that's what I do. Well, no, sweetheart, you work on a board and the superintendent makes that decision. So when you have a person that thinks that because they're on this board and they're representing to the world that they own this thing, if they don't get their way, they're going to, just like all petulant children, they're going to clown.
Yeah. Well, but it goes deeper than that, because the mayor, as long as, you know, the Ron Jackson crew and the Archibald crew and the Darnetta Klingsdale crew, you know, and the Vince Shamel crew, as long as they controlled the board, they levied out all type of contracts, contracts, at a time when they hadn't even passed a budget that had professional development dollars in it for the teachers as required by the state statute. Oh, that was all fine. Francis Slade never said a peep eye when we lost 26 accreditation points under Roberti, because the bottom line is Francis Slade doesn't care about public education.
And Veronica O'Brien cares about power, period, dot.
Just as Francis Slade does.
Just as Francis Slade does. And she is a silly woman if she thinks that she's still going to have a position if, God forbid, this wicked death squad plan takes place. And it is my belief that we're going to do everything that we can and it's not going to take place.
Well, here's where my cynical mind takes me. You've heard the phrase mole. I'm sure all of you know what that is.
Did you say mole?
Yeah.
Mole, yeah.
Like she was the mole?
Yeah,
I don't think so at all, simply because...
And it seems as though this thing has activated itself. Well,
no.
She seemed to be against Slade,
no,
even though she was appointed.
But she was against Slade because Slade wasn't letting her have her way either. So then she tried to move in a way so that she, this is, if you track her behavior, it's, she always makes noise when she doesn't get her way.
Okay.
If she's getting her way, she ain't gonna say boo.
Just as Francis Slade never says anything
exactly.
As long as he's getting his way.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that she was a mole.
I don't think so.
And believe me, I've had at least 25 years of looking at mole situations, and particularly with respect to criminal activity. And this is criminal activity because this is an attempt by the Slade administration to destroy public education and to privatize it. And just as Robin Wabi said on yesterday, they want to be in the position where they can have an administrator that they control and they tell who to contract out our educational services to private entities, to parochial schools. That is what his goal really is, to contract out and to destroy public education. This is about privatization.
And Veronica fancies herself as the mayor of the city of St. Louis. What a goofy, goofy thing that is. What a goofy, 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 goofy thing that is.
Well, ladies, thank you.
Chuck, take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Listen, folks, we're coming to the end of the hour. I want to thank everybody for joining me in the studio. I'd like to thank Wilbur. I'd like to thank Jeffrey. I'd like to thank Irene J. Smith. And, Irene, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back the last week because we want you to make sure everyone gets up to Wove Center January the 2nd.
That's right.
And to the International Urban Institute that following Saturday.
Absolutely.
But Wove's 6 o'clock.
Very good.
January the 2nd.
I will be back with Jamala Rogers and Justice for Reggie. Stay with me.
Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
Kind of bored, so I thought I'd grab the shovel and just do something.
Knee scaling time in Colorado Springs as a huge blizzard continues to dump snow on the plains just hours before winter officially arrives. More from ABC's Taina Hernandez.
A major snowstorm is making its way across Colorado, dumping more than a foot of snow in some areas, with as much as 2 feet in the foothills of the Rockies. Winds of up to 60 miles an hour are creating huge drifts. Denver's Office of Emergency Management was activated on Wednesday to monitor every aspect of the storm. The National Weather Service has posted blizzard warnings for most of eastern Colorado and parts of Nebraska and Kansas. Taina Hernandez, ABC News.
The storm has closed the airport in Denver, and that is causing problems for flights all over the country.
We're seeing a little bit of residual delay. The biggest thing that we're seeing are all the Denver flights just canceled completely. There's actually a cancellation to San Diego as well this morning. Of course, on the arrival board, we're seeing some delays, everything varying from just about 15 minutes to 50 minutes to an hour. And again, it looks like it is a ripple effect because of Denver International being shut down.
ABC Sarah Lee at Dulles Airport outside Washington, D.C. The new defense secretary is getting an earful from U.S. soldiers in Iraq. They've told him a brief burst in troop strength might keep militants in check so more Iraqi forces can be trained. Their commanders are worried it might slow the Iraqi effort to take control.
Good morning, Discovery. And Discovery,
a wake-up call for the space shuttle Discovery crew. NASA is still looking for a place to land the shuttle. The weather looks good only at a third-choice landing site in New Mexico. Your cable bill has gone up 93% in the past 10 years. That's an average. But you might be getting a break from future increases, maybe saving a little more now. The FCC signed off on a measure that keeps towns and cities from blocking competing companies from going after cable customers. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting until post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
I know not how to express my devotion to so fair a form. I want a brighter word than bright, a fairer word than fair. I almost wish we were butterflies and lived but 3 summer days. 3 such days with you I could fill with more delight than 50 common years could ever contain. This is how the poet John Keats said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever. A diamond is forever.
A court appearance in L.A. by a man charged with the murder of a once popular disc jockey. Here's ABC's Gil Gross.
In the early 80s, much of Denver woke up to DJ Stephen B. Williams. After decades in radio, he got into winemaking and inherited millions from his father's estate. Now in Long Beach, a former stockbroker has pleaded not guilty to his murder. Williams had asked Harvey Morrow to set up a trust fund, but prosecutors say Morrow instead drained Williams' account and spent it. Williams' body was found in May, floating off Catalina Island, a gunshot wound in the back of his head. Morrow was arrested in September in Montana, where he was selling cars. Prosecutors say they're still deciding whether to ask for the death penalty. Gil Gross, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Your parents may have had tennis elbow. Your kid may get wee elbow or a sore thumb or stiff shoulders or some other repetitive stress injury that his or her doctor can link to too much time spent gaming. Nintendo agrees, suggesting you take breaks every 15 minutes. The Sony PlayStation manual also suggests timeout. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, 2 Amish boys from Pike County are home safe after disappearing for more than 24 hours. Sheriff Jim Wells says they believe the 2 boys simply went on an adventure.
The young men probably didn't have any intention to get this much attention. I don't think that was anywhere about what they were thinking about.
The boys disappeared from their school around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon after going to take out the trash. They were found around 4:30 by a motorist about 15 miles away from home along Highway HH. A Lincoln County woman faces criminal charges for allegedly drinking before giving birth to a baby who later died. Sherry Lonstein of Foley is charged with involuntary manslaughter. Authorities say Lonstein drank throughout her pregnancy and had been drinking the day she gave birth last September. The baby later died of alcohol intoxication. The Blues will shoot for their second straight win tonight when they face off with the Kings at Scott Trade Center. Game time is 7 p.m. The Note are hoping to build off Tuesday's win at Pittsburgh that snapped an 11-game losing streak. The Blues are 8-19-6 on the year, while Los Angeles heads into tonight's action with a record of 12-18-5. The Kings beat the Blues 4-1 in L.A. back in October. Finally this hour, it just wouldn't be a Christmas party without a loaf of fruitcake. And while the holiday treat may be ubiquitous, it is unfairly maligned, according to the Society for the Protection and Preservation of Fruitcake. The group says people take pot shots at fruitcake simply because they've never had a truly good slice. But these people at the Silver Spring Metro Station aren't buying that.
No, it's sticky and nasty and usually is hard.
Too fruity? It's too sweet. I like my father's fruitcake, sure. I don't like the little candied fruit. He puts more like dates and figs and things like that.
The Society says despite all the derision, there remain serious fruitcake fanciers out there. You can find like-minded people and recipes online at www.fruitcakesociety.org. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Chaser Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes. Chaser absorbs toxins to help stop hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. Please drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Dave and Buster's. Rain and fog are forecast throughout the morning drive for most of the morning anyway, so exercise caution as visibility will be reduced and allow extra time to stop. Westbound 70 in the depressed section, that incident is cleared. However, there will be residual traffic delays as a result. Northbound 270, before 70, there's an accident. Northbound 270 at Gravoy, there's an accident. It's been cleared. The stall was removed. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley is slow. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270, it's slow. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through 44, expect delays. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant, look for delays there. Eastbound 70 between K and 79 is slow. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays. Earth City Expressway at UMB Bank Pavilion and 70, there's an accident reported. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Dave & Buster's. Give and receive this holiday, buy a gift card from Dave & Buster's, and get up to $20 in free gameplay for yourself. Eat, drink, play, and be merry at Dave & Buster's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, cloudy, rain ending this morning, but chance of showers redeveloping by this afternoon, high in the mid-50s. This evening, cloudy with a chance of rain, low in the lower 40s. Friday, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high around 50, but the temps will be falling. Friday evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-30s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 50 degrees and rain. Lambert Field is reporting 50 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible. preferable to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown, and I am in the studio with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I am still having conversations with people that were moved by our year in review of Justice for Reggie. People really, really loved hearing the rappers. They loved hearing the poetry. They loved hearing the voices of Danny Glover and our other guests in the conversation. People were really moved by the two-hour show that we did last week.
Good, good, good. Because I think that it's so important for people to realize, and sometimes you have to wrap it all together to give it back to them, because as you're moving and rolling, you don't really understand the significance till you step back and then look at it in review and you say, wow.
Wow. You know, wow indeed did a whole lot of stuff in one little year.
Did a whole lot of stuff, and a year later, not only is Reggie Clemens still alive, but everybody else on death row in Missouri is still alive.
And one of the things that I wanted to quickly note, Florida, they've suspended lethal injections because it took over 30 minutes for a person to be executed. There was a wonderful quote in the tragic, wonderful quote in the paper for one of the attorneys saying that this shows that killing is a messy, messy, messy business, and the state should think long and hard before it involves themselves in it.
And people should know that that was Jeb Bush who suspended those
executions.
Brother of y'all so-called president. So even he had to take a look at the travesty of the way that the executions are being applied in the U.S.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying in California that he's going to have the death machine up and running in 30 days. He's going to find what he needs to do to fix the death machine to get it back on target. So we have all of these discussions going on a year, but fewer and fewer people getting executed.
That's right.
We're going to be back with a conversation with the man that the state of Missouri wanted to execute when we come back and didn't. Stay with us.
Couldn't.
Show You Can't Resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get-happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget.
My, I should not have let you go.
Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Coming to the Fox January 2nd through 7th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets on sale now. 314-534-1111 or MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
I'm in the Polar Bear Club, so I don't think twice about jumping into freezing water. Unless I'm stuffed up with a cold. So I take Claritin D, because nothing clears nasal congestion from cold stronger, faster, or longer. Claritin D clears my head, helps me breathe freely, and lasts a long time. Bombs away! Live Claritin Clear.
For cold congestion, ask for non-drowsy Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. As always, I am joined by Jamala Rogers. Jamala, welcome back. We have a guest joining us from Kansas City, Joe Amrine. And I just have to read a quote from Judge Titleman. When he was assessing the case and making a determination on whether or not Joe Amrine would go home to his family as an innocent man or whether he would stay forever incarcerated for a murder that he did not commit. And Supreme Court Judge Richard Teitelman said, and I quote, "It is difficult to imagine a more manifestly unjust and unconstitutional result than permitting the execution of an innocent person." And I think that that really underscores exactly what this case was all about. Let's bring Joe Amrine in to join us from Kansas City. Joe, good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Jamila. How you doing?
Okay. And Jamila, this is an important story for those of us that are taking this journey down the roads of criminal justice, injustice in the United States, and exploring deeply the execution machine in this country and the death penalty. This is an important story, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as I was saying during the break, that Richard Dieter, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago with the Death Penalty Information Center, cited the Joe Amrine case as he talked about jury selection. And in this case, Joe was convicted by an all-white jury in the county surrounding the particular facility that he was in. And just let me say that this was a situation where a murder occurred inside the prison facility.
So this is kind of a different case.
This is a different kind of case where it's a more controlled environment. And Joe can say a little bit about the case. But what was so interesting about this case is that there was a guard who saw the fight that happened between the inmates and testified that, or the report that Joe Amrine was not involved, yet the state proceeded on to target Joe and convict him and eventually put him on death row.
And Joe, take us to the beginning of this. When did you first find out about, and how did you first find out that you were involved in this, that they were going to make you involved in this?
Well, on the day of the murder, we was out in a recreation room, and they kept us in there for about 3 hours, and certain officers said they had seen something, and once they searched everybody and let us out the room, they took me back to my cell, and about an hour later, they came to my cell and just said that they want me downstairs as being involved in this murder.
And you were on the recreation field?
No, we was inside of a recreation room, locked room.
Okay, so you were inside of a locked room. How many witnesses, Joe?
Well, there was 90 people in the room. There was 5 officers. I had one officer who testified that he seen something but didn't know it was the actual murder until after it went down. He identified somebody else had been involved in the murder.
Did the murder take place in that room?
In that room.
Okay. So 90 people in a room. Mm-hmm. How many guards?
5.
5 guards. Lots of witnesses. Mm-hmm. At least lots of witnesses to put you not at the murder. And they came and got you. What did you think when they said that?
Well, initially my first thoughts was, well, they're going to let me go because there was 90 people in the room, 5 guards, and everybody know who did it. So I just figured they're going to let me go.
Did you know who did it?
I didn't see it, but I had a good idea who did it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the guy who was murdered, he had just been released out of solitary confinement for fighting another guy that same day. You know, so, you know, I just... Who did it.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to figure that out. And if it wasn't hard for you to figure that out, it shouldn't have been hard for them to figure out either.
Especially when you got an officer who's identifying him as the one who committed the murder. And the officer didn't even know that the victim and the accuser had been involved in a fight or just been released out of solitary confinement for fighting.
So he basically was testifying to what he saw, not what he had heard or what the history of those two were.
Didn't even know the history of them two.
Mm.
And yet... they still did not believe the officer.
Okay, so you're thinking, okay, 90 witnesses, 5 guards. Okay, they're tripping right now, but I'm going to be able, they're going to figure it out, and I'm going to be all right.
Well, that's what I was thinking, you know, like in the prison system, you know, there's a word that goes around that says 85 to 90% of the populations are informants. So I'm thinking if there's 90 people in the room, well, 75 of them must be informants. So they're going to come forward and tell them, no, not Joe Amrine, but somebody else.
And you know, it's just remarkable to hear faith articulated by you of the justice system after being, you know, being part of the justice system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to believe that it was going to be, you know, to believe that it was going to be, they were going to figure it out. So when did you get to the place that you understood, oh, no, they're coming after me?
Well, you know, when I realized that they actually wanted to try to frame me with the murder, I realized then that it was going to be a battle, because I know that inmates have no problem changing their story to conform to what the administration wants them to say. And that's exactly what happened. Once certain inmates realized that the administration wanted me to be pinned with this murder, guys started coming forward with stories, you know, completely different stories, you know, because people want to use that as a tool to get out of prison or as a tool to get transferred to another institution and stuff like this there.
So at what point, what happened that made you realize that they were coming after you? They were actually going to try to stick you with this murder.
Oh, I think around the murder happened in October of '85, and January or February of '86, they took me out in town and officially charged me with the murder.
And that's when you knew.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked because I was in solitary confinement, and I was telling everybody, "Oh, I'll be up out of here within 90 days," you know, because they know who did it. And the stitches and the guard was a witness, you know, and that never happened.
So after they took you out of your, after that you were in the, they kept you all in the recreation room, they took you back to your cells, then they came and got you and said that somebody was, that you were involved in this murder, then they put you in solitary confinement?
Yes.
And in solitary confinement, does that mean that you're unable to talk to anybody? How does that work?
Well, you're in solitary confinement. You're in a one-man cell, but there's other cells and there's other people in the unit with you. You can holler out and talk to certain people, but they're all in lockup, too.
Mm-hmm. Can you read anything? Can you?
No, not really. You know, solitary confinement is exactly what it says, solitary confinement. You're in there by yourself 24 hours a day.
So the whole time that you were in solitary confinement, you're still thinking, they're just doing this to me, but when I get out, it'll all be straightened out.
Well, I was thinking like this here. Once they charged me with the murder, I was thinking, well, I'm going to have to take this to trial, beat it in trial.
But when you were in solitary confinement, you hadn't been charged with anything yet?
No.
Okay, so while you were in solitary confinement, you're still thinking, they're going to let me out, and I'm certainly not going to be charged with this murder.
I was actually thinking I was going to be getting out of solitary confinement any day, you know.
So they took you from solitary confinement. Did they tell you where they were taking you?
Nope.
And when you got there, did they tell you what they were getting ready to do?
Well, once I knew we was going to the courthouse, I knew what they were ready to do. And they took me out there and they officially charged me with that murder.
We'll be back to continue our conversation with Joe Amrine. And I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Rain and fog are forecast for the rest of the morning drive. Please exercise caution as visibility is reduced and allow extra time to stop. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and 270 is slow as well. Northbound 270 at Gravois all the way through 44, expect delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 onto Poplar Street Bridge, no delays, but you may see some tie-ups there. 94 at Freedens, look for those lights not to be working. Earth City Expressway northbound at the UMB Pavilion and 70, look for delays there as there's an accident. We'll do it at McKnight. There's a report of a disabled vehicle and it's blocking traffic lanes. Other than that, that is what you have to look forward to this morning. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy day, rain ending this morning. However, there may be some redeveloping showers this afternoon, high in mid-50s this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain, low in the lower 40s. For Friday, mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high around 50, but the temps will be falling by the afternoon. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s, and then on Saturday, partly cloudy once again with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 53 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 53 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
At the holiday party, Chris shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He tells his boss the one about the salesman and the talking bar stool. Laughing, he excuses himself to hit the head. He decides a plant will do just fine. Chris misses the plant. Finished, he raids the company fridge and eats 27 deviled eggs while drinking the special punch nicknamed Rocket Fuel. He makes out with Kathy from accounting. He decides to make a funny holiday card. Sitting on the copying machine, Chris laughs hysterically. He writes, "Happy Holidays from Stinky the Elf." He then yells, "Office parties are for losers."
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And once again, we'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors for Justice for Reggie, and that is Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward. We appreciate the financial support that you give us to bring the show week after week to the ears and the eyes and the hearts of those that listen to us here in St. Louis, Missouri, as well as those on the internet at WGNU.net, at justiceforreggie.com, and at whiterosesociety.org, where you can listen to the shows that we have collected and we have done. Our guest this morning is Joe Amrine. Joe spent, 20 years?
I spent 17
on death row for a crime that you did not commit. And, Joe, we've gotten to that part of the story where you have been taken down, unbeknownst to you, and charged with this murder. To this day, do you have any idea of why you were targeted, why this murder case was put on you? What do you think about that? What's the reason?
Well, you got to remember that I spent a total of 26 years in prison. And you know, I wasn't a nice guy in prison. I wasn't well-liked through the administration. So once somebody mentioned my name being involved in this murder, the administration just took that and ran with it, you know, and they put blinders on, and they focused on me and me only, you know, because they didn't like me. I stayed in trouble a lot.
Well, okay, so they charged you with this murder. What happened then? You're in this courtroom, and what city are you in?
I'm in Jeff City.
So you're in Jeff City. They're charging you with this murder. What are your thoughts?
At that time, I'm thinking that, I have a guard who said he's seen it. I have some witnesses who've seen it. I have some more witnesses who said I was at the poker table. So I'm thinking, he's going to probably go to trial, and I have to beat it in trial, you know?
And again, that's just, it's just, I'm a former criminal defense attorney, and it's just like, whew, you're going to beat it. You know, you think you're going to beat it. Okay. So when do you get your attorney, and how does that work?
Oh, my attorney. I ended up having a public defender, and he only came to see me one time.
Who was it?
His name was Julian Osmond.
Okay.
And he was probably the worst lawyer in Missouri.
Mm. Surprise, surprise.
In fact, Julian Osmond holds the record for having more clients on death row than anybody else in the state of Missouri, and that's including prosecutor attorneys. He has more people. He represented more people on death row than anybody else.
Mm.
You know, and he never won.
Mm.
You know, so that tell you what his his credentials was.
So when you looked up and saw that he was going to be representing you, what were your feelings then?
Well, you didn't know then, did you, when you first saw this person? You got to know who he was, right?
No, the same day I met him, I asked him about, you know, have you ever represented anybody before in a capital murder and how many times and stuff like this here, and he told me, you know. And I had heard of him anyway.
Okay.
Because back during that time, public defender's office in Jeff City might have had maybe one or two lawyers.
And I guess you were there during the time when there wasn't a specialized death penalty office.
No, I was there when it was one.
Really?
You mean from out of Jeff City?
No, that there is a specialized death office that deals exclusively with death penalty cases.
Oh, you mean for the defense?
For the defendants, yeah.
Oh, no, they didn't have that
at the time.
No,
so
that.
Yeah, because that's what they have now. They have an entire division that's nothing but experts of people that deal with death penalty cases.
Right.
So you had somebody that, oh my goodness. So, okay, so you talked to him and you found out that he was not, well, you interviewed him, and you were not impressed with his credentials. So how long was it from the time that you pled to the time that you went to trial?
I met him in February. I went to trial in May.
So wow.
4 months.
You're kidding me. For a death penalty case?
Yes, and in that four-month time, I seen him one time.
You went to trial on a death penalty case in 4 months, Joe?
Yes.
Mm.
That just doesn't happen nowadays. It does not in the state of Missouri. It takes at least a year and a half.
It does happen here in the state of Missouri.
Well, no, I mean with respect to the public defender's cases. No, not with the system that they have. But that aside, it took 4 months. So, did he talk to any of your witnesses?
Only the ones he talked to the one time I met him, and he didn't talk to all of my witnesses. My lawyer, he was just basically just there to say he represented me because he did nothing. He did nothing at all. He didn't take no depositions. He never talked to none of the state's witnesses. He didn't even go and see the crime scene. He didn't really do nothing.
So you walked into the trial. What did your jury look like?
My jury was all white. You know, it's really hard to sit there in the courtroom being African-American, and you know that your jury, the lawyer, prosecutor attorney, the judge, the bailiff, the photographer, everybody in this whole courtroom is white. You know, and, I mean, you know, you can just only imagine the feeling that goes through you when you know that you're sitting here among all white people, you're the only black person in the courtroom, and you're charged with a murder.
And you have a criminal record.
And I have a criminal record.
And you're currently incarcerated.
Yes.
And you're incarcerated for a violent crime?
A robbery.
So we have a man of African descent in an all-white, white-on-white-on-white circumstance, and you have a criminal record accused of murder. How long did the jury decide in the box what their decision was going to be? How long was your trial?
My trial lasted exactly 3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
How long did it take your attorney to voir dire the jury?
Oh, I think that was probably the longest of the trial. I think that might have took one of the days.
How many witnesses did your attorney call on your behalf?
Oh, I think I might have called about 6 witnesses altogether.
Did he call the guard?
Yes, he called the guard, but his cross-examination of the guard and everything was very, very poor. Actually, his cross-examination of my witnesses basically, to me, helped the prosecutor attorney every time. I mean, he was lost. He didn't know what he was doing.
How long did the jury take before they decided your guilt?
You know, They took an hour and 45 minutes, but they said that they only took that long because my life was at stake. And they felt it would have been inappropriate to just come right back out in 15 or 20 minutes.
So what did they do, eat and smoke a couple of cigarettes and then say, okay, now we've done it over an hour, let's go back in?
That's exactly what they said. They said they went on and took lunch. They'd already made a decision, but they didn't want to rush back out there, so they ate lunch, took their time, then came back out.
As if they had spent all of that time deliberating.
Yes. Yep. Sure did.
So did you know before you submitted it to the jury what they were going to do?
You know, once the state rests and we rest, I'd already knew that I was going to get convicted. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there listening to all the evidence. I'm listening to my lawyer and seeing how everything's going. And, you know, I'd have convicted myself.
Mm.
Because the prosecutor attorney's case was nice and neat, whereas my lawyer's case was just structured. I mean, he would touch on this and jump over there. I mean, he was unprepared.
And you mentioned that the prosecuting attorney's case was nice and neat, and that is exactly what the jury foreman said. And he was the one later, Joe, that came out and said this is wrong and we did not get all that we were supposed to get, and actually appeared on the video around your case on Reasonable Doubt. Can you talk a little bit about the jury foreman and sort of the role that he played in terms of really turning this case around?
Well, my jury foreman, he did not play a role in this at all. There was a juror there. I can't think of his name right off, but he was one of the ones that was in the Reasonable Doubt documentary.
Okay, I thought he was the foreman.
No, he was the foreman. That's, my foreman's name was something.
Okay.
But he was real determined. You know, he realized something wrong from the start. You know, and actually, he said he went home that night that while I was convicted and told his wife that he thought they had made a mistake.
Mm. And the reason that I think that's important is because we have a number of listeners who are going to be potential jurors, and they need to know, and this is one of the things that we've been trying to do with the show, is that we need to have informed people who understand the process, as well as how do you look at the facts, how do you look at what the prosecuting attorney is bringing. And I remember clearly he said that it was so nice and neat, and that the defense attorney just didn't had a weak case, and it was almost like we had no choice but to vote for the conviction.
Based
on what was presented.
And that's what I was saying. Even if I was sitting in the jury, I would have found that person guilty based off that evidence.
You said that you convicted yourself while you were sitting there.
Based off that evidence.
So this is a case of the jury did with what the jury dealt with what they had.
That's what I'm saying.
Were you angry at the jury after their verdict?
Not even a little bit. No. Because as far as I'm concerned, the jury did what they did, what they're supposed to do. They looked at the evidence, went in there, and rendered a verdict. I mean,
so when they came back with the death verdict, Joe, did you think you were going to die? Did you really think that they were going to execute you?
Well, at that time, I really didn't give it no thought. But at that time, when I was found guilty, the first thing came to my mind was, I'm going to make sure that I receive a death sentence.
I'm going to make sure that what?
I receive a death sentence.
And we're going to ask you why when we come back from our break. We're talking to Joe Amrine, an innocent man on death row 17 years in the state of Missouri. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. I'm Liz Brown. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Stay with us. Have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. It's the last weekend before Christmas. You know you have shopping to do. How do I know that? Because I has shopping to do. So, get on over to Sears, and if you can't make up your mind of what you want to get somebody, get a gift certificate. 3425 Union. Get over to Sears, get your shop on, and tell them I told you to.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Dubai.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is rejecting remarks made by Ayman al-Zawahiri that early elections will not free Palestinians. Osama bin Laden's right-hand man said they would instead choke jihad. In a video broadcast on Al Jazeera TV, al-Zawahiri lashed out at the elections, claiming they will lead to the recognition of Israel. An advisor to Abbas said the scope of damage done by al-Qaeda's rhetoric is, quote, more than the damage inflicted by our enemies. Dateline Damascus. Two Democratic senators have met with the president of Syria, seeking to open dialogue between Damascus and Washington. Former presidential candidate John Kerry and Christopher Dodd are the latest members of the Senate to visit Syria. Republican Senator Arlen Specter is also slated to visit the Middle Eastern nation this month. The official Syrian news agency says Kerry and Dodd met with President Bashar al-Assad and talked about the twin crises in Iraq and Gaza. When he visited Moscow this week, Assad signaled that Syria is receptive to dialogue with the U.S., but cautioned he won't be ordered around. The U.S. clamped sanctions on Syria in 2004 for its support of Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. is also suspicious of Syria for its alleged role in the assassination of a former Lebanese prime minister in Beirut last year. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers, and we're talking to Joe Amrine, an innocent man, 17 years on death row, innocent man who was released from death row. And I've got to read this quote from Justice Richard B. Tidelman, who wrote the opinion for the majority of Joe's case that went up to the Supreme Court. They said that, he said, and I quote, "It is difficult to imagine a more manifestly unjust and unconstitutional result than permitting the execution of an innocent person." And he was talking about Joe Amrine. Now, Joe, you said you made a very intriguing statement on the way out. You said that, tell us again what you thought after you received your the guilty conviction or guilty verdict in your trial.
Well, you got to understand that I had been in prison a while then, and, you know, I knew that if I received a death sentence, I would have a lawyer. If I received life in prison without the possibility of parole, I would not have a lawyer representing me, which means that I would probably spend the rest of my life in prison if I had received life in 6 years without parole.
Wow.
And I'm thinking this year.
You are a strategical man, Joe.
No, really. I mean, in all honesty, it was really a decision that was made out of anger, frustration, and pain. You know, because the way I looked at it like this year, I know I didn't commit this murder, so I'm going to need a lawyer. I'd rather be dead than spend the rest of my life in prison, something I didn't do. And then not only that, I was mad at the judge. I was mad at the jury. I was mad at my family. I was just mad at everybody. And so I figured, well, if I get a death sentence, either I'm going to be released, I'm going to be executed, which means they're going to be executing an innocent person. You know, and that's what made me do it. And I got on that witness stand as a witness for myself.
Let me break it down for the jury, because a death penalty case is what we call a bifurcated trial. There's the trial that determines the person's guilt or innocence for the crime, and if the jury finds the person guilty for the crime, then there is another trial, and that's the trial to determine whether or not the jury is going to impose the death sentence. And in the first part of the trial, Joe, you did not testify, is that correct?
No, I testified in the first part of the trial.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, the way I looked at it, my lawyer didn't want me to testify, but the way I looked at it was, my life is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to lose? You know, yes, I have a criminal record, but I'm in prison already. So the jury already know I'm in prison. They already know I have a criminal record. So why would I not testify?
Mm.
I testified.
Okay, and then you testified in the second part of your trial.
I testified in the penalty phase of my trial. And I'm going to be out, in all honesty, I had already made up my mind when I got on the witness stand that I was going to tell the jury every bad thing I could think of that I ever done in my life. Because when I got through, I wanted to make sure they rendered me a death sentence. You know, because like I said, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in prison. I figured I'd rather be executed as an innocent person, which in the results, maybe my death would not go, you know, it might result. Some good might come out of it. I don't know. But like I said, mainly because I was mad and frustrated and stuff like that.
Well, what were some of the things that you told the jury, Joe?
Oh, I told them that I started stealing at a very young age. I told them all my brothers was in prison. And my father was a criminal. And I've always liked stealing and robbing. And, you know, I set my own rules. I mean, I told them a lot of stuff. I told them how bad I was in prison. Anything I could think of that was bad, I told them.
And what did your lawyer say after you did that? Because I can't imagine what I would have done had my client got up there and said that on the penalty phase. What did your lawyer say anything?
No, there was nothing my lawyer could say, because me and his attorney-client relationship had broken down, like, at the early stages of the guilt part of the trial. So we weren't even basically talking.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But one of the things that I think opponents in Missouri and across the country, but just justice-loving people, period. I remember after this case that the representative from the Attorney General's office in their defense said that that innocence was not a reason for a new trial or to be looking at your case. And people were horrified by that. So in other words, no matter what innocence that you brought to the case or any death row inmate, that innocence was not enough reason to go back and have a retrial. And that, I think, really just stunned people. And how did we get to your innocence, Joe?
Well, you know, it took 17 years. And I was fortunate enough to somehow or another, Webster University up in St. Louis, Missouri, some students up there decided they wanted to look into my case. And they started looking into my case, and everything ballooned from there.
There were also other attorneys involved in your case at this point, too. You had appellate attorneys, right?
Yeah, I had some appellate attorneys. You know? I had a lot of appellate attorneys, and none of them, in my opinion, was really qualified to represent me on this. And they really wasn't into it. They wasn't sincere, you know. And one of my appellate attorneys had never did it before, had never worked on a death penalty case before, you know, so they really didn't know what they was doing. You know, because all the evidence that was used to gain my release was available to all these attorneys for 17 years.
So we got to the place of, we had the students looking into your case. What did they discover?
Basically, once they went through there and looked at all the reports and the statements, talked to the witnesses and stuff, they was basically convinced that I was innocent. You know?
And did they discover witnesses that were not used in your trial? Did they discover people that admitted that they had lied? What kind of things did they discover?
Well, they discovered things such as witnesses who would have testified, who were supposed to testify, but wasn't called, witnesses who were saying that he was there, and they seen it, and they seen who committed the murder. I had a witness who actually was standing behind me at the time of the murder, who was not called. You know, so they went and talked to all these people. They went and talked to the state's witnesses. All the state's witnesses finally came in and confessed that they actually had lied and had been coerced into testifying against me. Actually, and the guy who supposedly actually committed the murder, they say that he basically confessed to them that he committed the murder when they went and interviewed him.
And that goes back to what Jamala was saying, because as these people's statements and recanting of their testimonies came known, this was the point of your case where the your case was in the appellate court. And when in 2003, as I understand it, the prosecutor argued, after all of this evidence that you're talking about, people coming forward and saying that, recanting their testimony, that's when the prosecuting attorney or the assistant attorney general argued that innocence has no bearing on this. And it's my understanding that Sean O'Brien and Kent Gibson argued to the Supreme Court, and that's when the Supreme Court said, oh, my God, of course innocence makes a difference here. And that's when they overturned your case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so they overturned your case, but the prosecutor still wasn't done with you.
No, they wasn't done. You know, I don't know if people know it, that they have a policy here in Missouri that with the Attorney General's office, that once they convict a person, they stand by their conviction.
Regardless.
Any means necessary.
Right, right.
You know, so once the Missouri Supreme Court ordered him to let me go, they told him to either let me go or retry me in 45 days. Well, they had no case. All the witnesses already confessed that they had lied, you know. And then I had the guard who said he'd seen it, you know. So I was thinking there wouldn't be no more trial. They was going to release me. But they didn't release me. They took me back to the Cole County Jail and filed charges on me.
Bill Tackett, an attorney, the local prosecuting attorney, this isn't the Attorney General's office, it's the local prosecutor, filed new murder charges against you. In fact, that was 60 days they kept you.
Right.
60 days after your conviction was overturned, and the court said, it is difficult to imagine a more manifestly unjust and unconstitutional result than permitting the execution of an innocent person. They overturned it. They sent you back. You sat there for 60 days, and Bill Tackett filed new murder charges against you.
Yes. And, you know, the real thing that was really bad about the whole situation was this here. First of all, you know, this was in 2003 when the Missouri Supreme Court ordered my release. In 1997, my attorney notified the courts and the Attorney General's office that there was some blood that was taken off my pants, which in 1985, they didn't have DNA technology then. But in 1997, they did. So our idea was to go back and get this blood that was taken off my pants, have it tested through DNA to see if it was the victim's blood. Because I knew it couldn't have been the victim.
Did they argue that? So, and they must have argued that in court,
yes,
that it was the victim's blood.
They
okay.
didn't argue it was the victim's blood. They just said they took some blood off my clothing. They couldn't determine it was his, but they could say it was human blood.
They still used it in your trial.
Right. That
to try,
itself,
right.
Implications by lying,
right.
You know.
Right.
So in 97, my lawyer petitions them about whatever was left from the blood sample. And they sent us a letter back saying, all the blood that was taken off my pants was destroyed in 1985 during the original test. This is in 1997.
Mm.
In 2003, when the Missouri Supreme Court ordered my release, they took me back to the Cole County Jail, refiled the charges, and right there in the courtroom in front of the judge, told the judge that we have some blood sample that was taken off his pants back in 1985. We want to retest it. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute.
Ain't that some stuff?
Y'all said this stuff was destroyed in 85. Now, since y'all see y'all getting ready to lose this case, now y'all got the blood.
And then shortly after Bill Tackett filed these new murder charges, one month later, he announced that he was not going to seek a new trial, saying that there was absolutely no evidence to implicate you.
I stayed in the county jail a total of 54 days, waiting for them to release me. Lucky for me that the DNA results came back and they let me go.
We only have a few more seconds left here. Have you gotten any money yet for the wrongful incarceration?
I have not got any money. I have not gotten an apology. I have not got anything. But since we only have a few minutes, I got to say this here. You know, I've been out 3 years. little bit over 3 years. And when I first got out, my main concern was to try to help the guys on death row and abolishing the death penalty, which is still one of my concerns. But right now I have a bigger concern, because since I've been out, you know, there has came to be a whole population of exonerees from death row.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have nothing. We have no help. We have no family. We have medical problems. We have mental problems. You know, we have a lot of problems. We have nothing available. We have no programs and nothing to try to help us out here. You know, and it really makes me mad, because I know a guy who I was in jail with. He was there for 25 years for a murder that he did commit. He made parole. He drives around now in a Cadillac. He has an apartment. He sells drugs that the state furnishes him with.
And I got it, Joe. I'm sorry. That has to be the last word.
But I just wanted to let people know that, you know, donaries, they have nothing available.
Joe Amrine, thank you so much.
And Jamala, I think that's Rogers, a good point to pick up on next week when we bring Jim McCloskey here with Centurion Ministries, who's made his life profession of working for those wrongly convicted on death row.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Yesterday, across the nation's midsection, a big winter storm is slowing things way down.
Snowfall has been anywhere from a foot in many areas to as much as 3 feet in some places along the Front Range. And drifts have been as high as 5 feet in some locations.
Meteorologist Mark Ressler with the Weather Channel. The storm has arrived just in time to really mess up some people's holiday plans. Here's ABC News National Correspondent Jim Hickey.
People wish they could get out of Denver. That's not going to happen.
We're stuck in Denver for a few days.
Stuck because of the raging blizzard, which has shut down Denver's airport. All flights canceled until further notice, ruining so many holiday travel plans. It's not any better on the roads. Ron Rimbert drives a snowplow in Denver.
Storms like this are pretty hard to keep up with. We have to push the snow and get it off the streets and open them up as much as we can.
20 inches of snow forecast for parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
More troops for Iraq? The answer depends on whom Defense Secretary Gates talks to. The soldiers he had breakfast with this morning like the idea. Their commanders aren't too sure about it, though. Your cable bill has gone up about 93% over the past 10 years, but you could be getting a break.
For cable TV services like this,
a ton of free programming on demand.
We don't have to rent movies anymore.
The Federal Communications Commission has voted to make sure the doors are open to new entries into the market, setting a firm deadline for local cable authorities to rule on applications from new competitors. That is, FCC Chairman Kevin Martin reported that from 1995 to 2005, rates went up 93%. Louise Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is down a fraction and the NASDAQ is up a fraction in early going. This is ABC News.
She walks in beauty like the night, of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meeting in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies. This is how the poet Lord Byron said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting till post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Christmas can be a tough time for those who have lost a loved one or lived through a trauma. One Virginia church has found a way to help them deal with it.
Christmas is a time of hope and cheer for many people, but others just can't get into a jolly mood and don't even try to hide their heartache. For them, there's the annual Blue Christmas service at Richmond, Virginia's Cannon Memorial Chapel. Instead of Christmas carols, there's melancholy piano music. In place of poinsettias, there are dead branches on a table representing the winter of our souls. The service is designed to help people confront feelings of grief and loss head on. Pam Coulter, ABC News.
Plastic surgery is not just for women anymore. Plenty of men are getting a little nip here and a little tuck there. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says many men start with Botox or laser hair removal, and then they move on to the more serious stuff. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, visitation is today for a Marine from Ladue killed in action in Iraq. The body of 22-year-old Lance Corporal Matthew Clark was flown home to St. Louis yesterday. Visitation is this afternoon from 3 to 8 at Kriegshauser West Mortuary. A funeral mass will be held Friday morning at 10 at the St. Louis Cathedral Basilica on Lindell. The Travel Industry Association and AAA are predicting a record-setting holiday travel season. Janine Diefendorf, an Orbitz travel advisor, says there's still some good deals on airline tickets left for those departing out of St. Louis if you're willing to travel on off-peak days.
St. Louis to D.C. was coming in around $300. St. Louis to Miami was a little bit more expensive. Those were coming in between $400 and $450 for those off-peak days. So you're going to find, you know, you can still find travels, and those were all for nonstop flights as well. You just really need to be flexible with when you're willing to travel to get those kind of deals at this late point in the game.
Off-peak travel days would be departing out of St. Louis on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and returning on New Year's Day. 65 million people are expected to travel over Christmas. The Blues will be without forward Dallas Drake for the near future. The team has placed the veteran on injured reserve due to an upper body injury retroactive to December 17th. The Blues have recalled forward Trent Whitfield from Peoria. He leads the Rivermen with 23 points in 27 games played this season. Whitfield recorded 2 goals and 5 assists in 30 games with the Blues last season. Finally this hour, along with his upcoming custody battle with estranged wife Britney Spears, Kevin Federline is gearing up for another big fight. The Washington Post reports the aspiring rapper appeared at an event in the nation's capital Monday night to promote a New Year's Day match with WWE wrestling champ John Cena. Federline told the booing crowd, quote, "The real Kevin Federline never backs down from a challenge." He added, quote, "Make all your jokes because on New Year's Day, I'm the one who's going to be laughing." Kevin then used an expletive to highlight the fact that he doesn't want to be called K-Fed anymore. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works, the every pain reliever. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Eastbound 70 at Cypress. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 from Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill. Disabled vehicle in the left lane. 94 at Freedons. Those traffic lights are not working. And Hampton at Wilson. There's a report of an injury accident. There are a number of ongoing construction projects, but you may want to slow down and give yourself a break as the roadways are wet and visibility is limited, dude, and that will probably last through the morning hours. And finally, all the approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as into downtown, you can expect some delays for the final rush hour push. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Chaser Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes, Chaser absorbs toxins and helps stop hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. Please drink responsibly and don't drink and drive. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly cloudy, rain ending later this morning. A chance of showers developing this afternoon with a high in around 50s. For this evening, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain with a low in the lower 30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy early in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 50, but the temps will be falling on Friday afternoon. For Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 53 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 54 and fog and some light drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Oh, yes, we do. 1-877-920-WGNU. That would be my number. Those are my digits. So how about this? revolution@lizbrown.com. And I just want to underscore, we have a little bit of a reality show thing that's going to be shot here in the studio tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Blair Underwood has a project, a new reality show project that he's going to be shooting, following the lives of people that have won the lottery. And we're going to be talking to a woman who's won the lottery and how that does not, will not, has not changed her passion for the things that she does and the things that are important. Talking about the minimum wage, how important that is. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And also, I've gotten a wonderful gift. We had yesterday, we had the vice president from the production company that has brought you the film version of Charlotte's Web. I have a box full of Charlotte's Web books, and they're teacher editions. Yes, they are. Charlotte's Web. I love Charlotte's Web. And if you listen in the next break, I'm going to be giving away one of these to some lucky listener out here. I love this book. It really, I love this book. This is my favorite book of childhood. And also, because it's a teacher's edition, it has 16 pages of a teacher's guide of questions to ask, activities to engage the kids in, science questions, all coming out, and wonderful illustrations. Oh, I know you want one of these copies of Charlotte's Web, and maybe even I have a little Wilbur Beanie Baby for you to be listening in after this break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare. Still connected to the community.
Purple, 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 purple.
Another happy business owner who just discovered his free business listing at
purplepages.com. Purple, purple, purple.
If you're a business, your name, address, and phone number is up there too.
Purple!
Log on today and get a free premium placement. Even upgrade your listing to stand out from your competitors.
Purple Pages, everything
but purple pages.
Stop that! purplepages.com. Think purple.
Purple.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. That's not a recording of some choir from New York or someplace like that. Those are the babies. from Central Visual Performing Arts School. That's their glee club. Don't they sound wonderful when they performed at the blanket drive? Just every time I hear it, I'm just touched. Aren't they wonderful? Aren't they wonderful? Oh, by the way, my name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. And the other line is 454-0400. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I have a edition of, a teacher's edition of Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. He's also the author of Stuart Little. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. It's a book about friendship here on earth. It's about affection. It's about protection. It's about adventure, miracle of life and death and trust and treachery and pleasure and pain and the passing of time. It's everything. It's everything. It's a joyous, joyous book. And I was talking to Jamala on her way out from Justice for Reggie, and we were both marveling at the fact that our teachers had read to us both in fourth grade. And our guest yesterday, his teacher had read in fourth grade Charlotte's Web. And we were just marveling over how much that book resonated with you throughout your life. It's a wonderful, powerful, it's magic. It's what books do. It's magic, magic, magic. And I am going to be giving away a teacher's edition that includes a 16-page teacher's guide of Charlotte's Web. How do you get this? Well, you have to be the 12th caller at 454-6660. That's 454-6660. And we'll have one of these books. And you need to come and get your book right away, because if you don't come get your book, we are not going to hold them for you, because this is the holidays and we're trying to make sure that everybody gets their presents. So you need to come down to the station. The book is waiting for you right now. Come get your book. It's here, 265 Union. But the number that you call is 454-6660. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Much, much, much business, business, business to tend to. And we're going to get it done at 454-0400. I want to share something with you that you may not have considered. That has occurred as a, we have our winner. We have our winner. Get off my phones. Get off my phones. We have our winner for Charlotte's Web Teacher's Edition. And you know what? And here's something. I have a handful more of these books or so to hand out. I would love for a teacher to give me a call off the air about getting one of these books, because it's a wonderful thing. It is an absolutely wonderful thing. Charlotte's Web book, Don Clark, congratulations. Congratulations, you are the winner. You need to come down and get your book right now at 265 Union, the 13th floor. My name is, and the phone number here is 454-6660 if you need any more directions to the station. Now, I want to talk to you about a story that is, it's one of those connect the dots, or wow, I hadn't thought about that, or now that I hear it, it makes sense that this is happening. When we evaluate the legacy, the bully legacy, the intolerant legacy, the peace-hating legacy of Boy George and his administration. I mean, they not only love war, but they hate peace. What's the proof of hating peace? Spreading war to all aspects of your life means you ain't trying to be peaceful. You love war. Check this out. Under Donald Rumsfeld, which means it's under Boy George. The Pentagon has now taken on the role of embedding itself in our American embassies. Now let's just break this down for a second so that it stays forever broke. Let's just do this for a second. American embassies, what are they, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury? What are they? They are diplomatic places. Places where buildings that we erect in other people's countries. Okay, we erect them in other people's countries. And they're there for diplomacy. To have an American presence there where there are American citizens, a place where American citizens can come, and if they have problems, the American embassy, diplomatic embassy is there. They maintain positive relationships with the community that they're in. They bring goodwill to the different countries. They're there as a friend, not as a spy agency. Well, not anymore. Up is down, down is up, left is right, blue is red, red is blue. In the world of Boy George and his peace-hating, war-loving, bullying, bump diplomacy world, the Pentagon is now taking on the role of collecting intelligence, initiating information operations, and conducting self-assigned missions out of our embassies, our diplomatic embassies. In effect, our embassies have become command posts with military personnel supplanting the role of ambassadors conducting American foreign policy. That's a huge problem. This says that there's a report, and this is a report that was completed by the Republican staff of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that was completed last week, concluded that Pentagon enthusiasm has blurred the chains of command and has the potential to backfire by weakening American relations abroad and setting back American counterterrorism efforts. Once again, this administration is spitting in the face of other countries. Once again, this country has said the laws and the rules and the practices and the protocol, they don't apply to us. They don't apply to us. And this is Donald Rumsfeld's baby. Under Donald Rumsfeld, military officials now say that some embassies have reduced to a skeleton crew, the civilians, and increased the military presence around the embassies we have all around the world. Three ambassadors appeared overwhelmed by the growing presence of military personnel. And the ambassadors, not only are they overwhelmed by the military presence in our embassies, but they are also not told about what they're doing there. How embarrassing. And why would anybody trust Americans? You go talk to the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, and you're the ambassador from the United States living in Saudi Arabia. And you bring them, well, wait a minute, this is what's happening. This is because I know this because your military is here in your embassy and they're doing this, and you have to say to them, I didn't know that. Oh, these are scary times. Oh, yes, these are scary times. My name is Liz Brown. You need to stay with me. We have much business to tend to. Visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. And to satisfy your shopping needs this holiday season, get on down to Sears. You don't have to drive that far. You'll get the best customer service in town. And you get the best deals. And you get the best location. You know what? If you can't make up your mind when you walk in there and you're overwhelmed with all of the choices, here's what you do. You get a gift card. Done and done. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union, 3425 Union. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there to get your shop on, you tell them I told you to.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week, join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Howard, I feel like giving away another Charlotte's Web book, if you don't mind. I feel like giving away another Charlotte's Web Teacher's Edition book with a 16-page teacher's guide in it. Be the 12th caller at 454-6660. Is it okay? 12th caller at 454-6660 and get your edition here at the station. We'll have it waiting for you. Please come and pick it up at 265 Union. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz Brown.
Fella on the call phone.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
So it's $170 billion more dollars for the Iraq and Afghanistan war. For a grand total of $670 billion.
And we can't even secure Baghdad. We can't even secure one lousy city. And we need 30,000 more troops.
At least.
At least. Hold on for 1 second. We have our winners. We have our winners. Congratulations to the winner. Get off our phones. Get off our phones. Okay.
But we need more men for the Army and the Marines. I wonder where they're going to get those.
Men and women.
Men and women.
That's
I wonder
right.
where they're coming from, Liz.
I was listening to somebody on television asked one of the military people that very question. Where are they going to come from? Incentives? Huh?
Yep, they're going to pay them bonuses.
Yeah, but they've already been paying them bonuses. What are they going to offer them now, $100,000 to go to war?
I was going
to
say they're going to increase it, and they're going to go for more of the retirees that they can get to come back. They're going to do all kinds of stuff, but when it's all said and done, they're going to have to draft people.
When it's all said and done, there must be a draft.
Absolutely.
When it's all said and done. And here's the other piece of it. We cannot secure a country that has no Air Force, no Navy, no military. We can't secure that country. We can't secure that country. We can't even secure the city in it.
This is what happens when you're arrogant and you don't listen to your generals, like Hitler. Hitler didn't listen to his generals, and that's one reason why he lost.
But I think that it was all about creating this kind of chaos. If you're trying to create chaos so that you can steal oil or make the case for, remember, all of the things to get the oil are in place. The oil production has only fallen by 1% when there's no electricity, no water, no sewage, no hospitals, no doctors, women can't come out of their houses for months. Everything else, everywhere else in Iraq is unstable, but the oil has flowed uninterrupted the entire time, 1% less than it was prior to this war. The oil has been secured, and the legislation has been introduced in their Congress to privatize the oil. Those two things are intact. So I'm inclined to believe that, you know what, this war is going, the only thing that is problematic is that there's been too much bad news about the war.
Yeah, and the chaos, you're right. You're absolutely right. The chaos is just a reason to say, well, we need to be there.
Out of chaos is born all kinds of evil.
Yeah.
And people like Bush like chaos. They liked the aftermath of 9/11 because it was chaotic, and that's when they passed the Patriot Act. That's when they started taking our names down and following our phone calls. That's when they passed the bill to spend billions of dollars to build a state-of-the-art permanent jail in Guantanamo. Chaos is what these people want.
So what about the Democrats, Liz? What do you think the Democrats are going to do when they take power?
I heard Harry Reid talking about we might need more troops there.
Boy. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue, Liz. I'm not optimistic about anything that's going on. And I noticed that they're doing everything they can to push 911 on the back burner. They don't want to talk about that at all anymore.
Happy holidays.
Have a good one, Liz.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Actually, I was calling to give you some news that I was going to send you a book for as a Christmas gift.
Okay.
It deals with a little bit of St. Louis history. It's an interesting read. It deals with a little bit of the political history of St. Louis. But I think you'll find it an interesting read.
Okay.
And just to make a comment about your last caller. Man, you and the guy were right on. Chaos. Chaos
mm-hmm.
breeds more chaos.
No, chaos breeds opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also say chaos because one thing that I noticed was that when we went into Iraq, what was the first thing that the military did? We secured the oil fields.
Secured the oil fields.
We didn't worry about the infrastructure.
Nope.
We didn't worry about, you know, the hospitals. We didn't worry about the people. We worried about the oil fields.
And the oil.
Protected.
And the oil. And so ask yourself, if the oil in a city where that you can't deliver money to a bank without having the money, millions of dollars stolen, you cannot go to work in Baghdad in the green zone where, without people dying and getting hit by roadside bombs, how do you secure the oil so that the oil flows uninterrupted 1% less than it was flowing prior to this wicked invasion and war? How do you do that? Oh, that's right. Our troops are protecting the oil.
Yeah, that's where security is.
Fact.
It's a wicked, wicked world.
Fact.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, Ms. Maurice.
Take care of yourself, Maurice. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Vernon, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I would like to wish you a happy holiday.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy everything.
Thank you, too. Hey, let's add a little humor to this. I have a solution for how we can come up with these 30 or 40,000 extra troops.
What's that?
Do you recall the movie Dirty Dozen?
Yes.
All right, let's round up all the policemen that have been convicted for brutality and unnecessary shooting. And let's round up. Wouldn't have to train them how to shoot or to beat anybody. And all those jokers over there.
And then we end up with Abu Ghraib and then Haditha, you know.
I'd much rather be Abu Ghraib than these clowns that are prevaricating.
I don't, 600,000.
All kind of little stories, fairy tales and everything. But look, military people weren't designed to be policemen. If they sent 30,000, 40,000 more people over there, they're getting out of their category of what they're trained for. And all you're going to have is more bloodshed.
Well, and that
the Iraq is going to still be sitting like, what? Look at those idiots sitting up there getting killed.
The fact of the matter is that we even have to ask the question, are they getting trained? And the answer is no.
No. I'm an ex-Marine myself. It doesn't take you 3 years to train anybody to be competent, to be able to be combative. Now, anybody been in service can tell you that. You learn how to be combative at least inside 3 months.
Mm.
We're talking about 3 years.
Mm.
And as long as we keep sending people over there, they ain't going to keep it there. Well, why can't we? And on the other hand, if you look at on the real 52, look at all the people that signed up, Iraqi been signed up trying to join the military and everything, getting blown up. So they stayed away from being recruited.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good day here.
Have a good holiday.
You too now.
1-877-920-WGNU. Otis.
Oh, yes. I'm an ex-Marine, too, and I guarantee you, my son went over there, and I would not advise any parent to advise their kids to go.
Well, I was looking at this baby that they're bringing home that lives in Ladue. That child made the decision. He went to college.
Right.
Made the decision after his father's death that he was going to join in the military.
Uh-huh.
He goes over there and he gets killed.
Yep.
And he's the only child.
That's a waste. And my kids. Right, my kids were there, and they're back, and anybody asked me, I said, no, listen, I have some extra heaters over here. I got a couple of kerosene heaters for those who can use them safely and a couple of gallons of kerosene.
Okay.
And I have some electric heaters, too, and they can call me at my number, Liz, at 652-7383.
Oh, wait a minute. Please do that slower.
Okay, it's area code 314.
Mm-hmm.
652-7383.
And that's in case people need some kerosene heaters?
Yeah, I got some brand new ones.
Electric heaters?
I got some brand new electric heaters.
Excellent.
And I want to give them to people who this will keep their room warm, you know. In other words, not one who is just adding to the heat for someone who doesn't have any.
The number again is 652-7383.
Right, and Merry Christmas to you, and thank
Merry
you for
Christmas.
Your great advocacy.
Thank you for yours, Otis. Only trying to be like you.
Oh, you're great.
Merry Christmas. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much Did I say much to talk about? 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Don't forget, we're going to be giving away some Because We Care packages. They're going to be very special holiday Because We Care packages. Going to be giving those away tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. I think Howard may. He may. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to give away anybody's business, but you need to pay attention and see if we're going to be asking for the callers for the Liz Brown Because We Care package giveaway on Friday. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Havana. The interim leader of Cuba is calling for greater debate on public policies in the communist-run country. Raul Castro told students in Havana that more debate and disagreement leads to better decisions. He emphasized that he's delegating more responsibilities and making fewer speeches than his brother Fidel Castro. He noted Cuba is at a historic moment with the country having to give way to new generations. However, he said Fidel was irreplaceable unless all Cubans replace him together. He did not mention the health of his brother, who has not been seen in public since emergency intestinal surgery forced him to hand over power on July 31st. Dateline London. Nearly half of the billions in funds donated to help victims of last year's deadly tsunami haven't been used. The BBC reports the Red Cross left unspent more than $1 billion of the $2.2 billion it received in the aftermath of the disaster. The director of the British Red Cross says the situation in the nations hit by the tsunami is difficult and it will take time to spend the money responsibly. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Now Goldie's Music presents the ultimate 50s vocal group collection called Doo-Wop Greats. Yes, you get the Cadillacs, the Platters, the Crests, the Del Vikings, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Rivieras, the Kleptones, the Chantels, the Flamingos, Little Anthony and the Imperials, the Olympics, and the Five Satins, plus many more. Yes, you'll be singing along to the greatest doo-wop songs ever recorded.
I wonder, wonder who
Doo-Wop Greats. All songs have been digitally remastered for the highest quality. Call now and add Doo-Wop Greats to your collection.
Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. But it only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat. He let the monkey sit on.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought along some corn for popping. The lights will turn way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, say all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I wanna see a lot of snow.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. It's Brother Mac.
Brother Mac, good morning.
First of all, I want it to be known that my name, Brother Mac, is not something I use as a pseudonym. My name is Torfell McLaughlin, and the reason why I want my name known is because I want to clarify something from your earlier segment. It was not a conspiratorial thing that occurred. My contact in the mayor's office was something that I did on my own. And so the fact that the return phone call came back when Miss Irene J. Smith was present was just one of those things. And I do believe that that was divinely established so that the truth could be known about how this mayor is lying.
Mm-hmm.
And this Miss Robin Wabi, she flat out lied. And unfortunately, that's the kind of administration we have. And I just wanted to make that point so that no one could try and accuse anyone of being in any kind of conspiratorial, setup with the mayor.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that irrespective of how it came to be, you had a conversation with Robin Wabi. Whether it was through your efforts or some other efforts, I mean, the fact of the matter is you had this conversation. And you asked the questions, and she gave some lies as answers.
That's just fact, exposed fact of just flat lying. And I told her in no uncertain terms that I would do all that I could to expose that office for the lies and the deceit that they are perpetrating on the people of this city, especially the people of African descent.
It is a sin against God. What they are doing is a sin against God.
It is true. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Howard, I think I feel like giving away another one. We have these wonderful teacher edition. Jane Sykes, a teacher, called in last time. She got I threw a couple in for the teachers. A teacher's edition of Charlotte's Web. There's a new movie that's come out. Oprah's in it. Who else is in it? Cedric is in it. Robert Redford is in it. And I think it's Charlotte's Web. You know, Dakota Fanning is in it. I love Charlotte's Web. And we're going to give away to the 15th caller. 15th caller to 454-6660, 454-6660. Good luck. Get your teacher's edition of Charlotte's Web, and you can come down to the station and pick it up right away at 265 Union. Rebecca.
Hi, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I want to say something about James Shrewsbury, president of the Board of Aldermen.
Certainly.
I want to say that he, along with a woman named Alice Maselli, colluded to cheat my mother out of her home in a reverse mortgage scam. And
how did that happen?
Well, it's really a long story. They swooped in on her as when her husband was dying in the nursing home. Somebody invited her to go to a meeting at one of these old folks meeting places, whatever they're called, senior citizen thing. And this Alice Maselli was speaking there.
Excuse me for what, Rebecca? Rebecca?
My mother that the only way
Rebecca? Rebecca, excuse me for one second. No. 1 second. I have to tell everybody that we have our winner for the gift. Okay, go ahead, Rebecca.
They convinced my mother that she would lose her house if she didn't do a reverse mortgage. She was sitting pretty. She had a good income. The house been paid for over 30 years. His Medicare was running out, and they said in order for him to go on Medicaid, she had to do this. And she was hard-headed and was old school, trying to do everything the right way. Anyhow, I want people to know this about James Shrewsbury. He'll tell you no. He'll tell you he's just doing a little lawyerly business, but he was working hand-in-hand with Alice Maselli, little sweet Alice Maselli, who I wish her face matched her soul, along with James Shrewsbury. That's really all I have to say. I just want to warn people about this man.
Who is Alice Maselli?
I don't want to get in trouble because I've said this to her face and it didn't set well with her. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to slander her or do anything where she can come at me legally. She's a woman who specializes in reverse mortgage.
Gotcha.
So that's all I know about her, other than the fact that I don't know if you can call somebody evil and not have them come back at you, but that's what I believe. I just wanna warn people about these reverse mortgages. They're very, very, very complicated. The outfit that did my mother, they've had, I found out yesterday, they've had class action suits against them, and they can't operate, they can't do it in California. You know.
Did your mother lose her home?
Well, no, my mother didn't, but my mother passed, and we are our family home.
Mm.
So anyhow,
I'm so
just
sad.
Warn people, this is a scam, this reverse mortgage. It would only work if you have not enough income to live on and your kids, you know, don't need the house and you need that income to live on. That's the only way, and I still don't understand it. Anyhow, I don't want to be a big baby. I just want people to know about James Shrewsbury. I know they're talking he's going to be one of the troika to take over the schools. I this is my experience with the man.
Thank you so much.
All right, goodbye.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Congratulations to our winner, Cornell Alman. Cornell Allman, congratulations. Come pick up your gift here at the station, 265 Union. Come pick it up because we're going to give away if you don't pick it up. Come pick it up at 265 Union on the 13th floor. If you have any question about directions, you can call 454-6660, the same number that you call to win your prize on. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get to me. Mary.
Yeah, Liz, I'm trying to be sure that I make calls to these congressmen in a timely way so I don't get a chance to call you to it's a couple of days later than what it should be. But I'm thinking that we need to call these congressmen and talk to them about depleted uranium and how these soldiers are going to be affected. They know it, but we have to let them know. They can't make decisions on letting those soldiers go over there. So I'm calling today hoping that I can bring this to the forefront.
Yes, I've done a number of shows on depleted uranium. Yes,
I know, and that's why I'm saying this is a good time since they're actually talking about sending the guys over. More and more people, these people are coming back and having all kinds of problems. You've talked about it, so it's time to bring it back up again because this is the time that they're going over. And they really want to send them over.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to let these congressmen know that we know and how bad it is, and so we want them to know. You know what I'm saying? That
absolutely.
They're aware of it.
Absolutely.
They should not do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, Mary. And you know what? Maybe we will revisit that in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and because since we're going to have the new Congress sworn in on the 21st, we will revisit that in the new year.
Yeah, and see, that's the main point, is that we can be proactive and tell them in plenty of time. You don't have an excuse.
Absolutely.
You have no excuse.
Absolutely.
And these babies that are being born, you know, just misformed, ill-formed.
That's
know?
Right. That's deformed.
Real,
absolutely.
And so this guy's just heartless. You know,
yeah,
I told you
is.
Before, they're communists as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks
so
for your call.
I'll leave it with that.
All right, Mary.
And you enjoy your holiday.
Happy everything.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Ike.
Yeah, thanks, Liz, for getting my call. I was hearing about these soldiers going over there in Iraq. Well, see, they're taking themselves over there. They're volunteering. And you told them from the onset, don't go. Don't let your kids go anywhere. And they've done it. So I don't know why they keep calling and crying about. They got them on TV doing these little commercials. I don't know if you look at it all day long. Silly commercials about the U.S. Army. And these are just paid, I think, trained black young men saying these silly things on the TV about joining. And they can't take care of Vietnam veterans and World War II veterans. And we got a chemical problem right now with Agent Orange and guys not getting a damn. I was down at JB and I saw a lot of new graves down there. It's been covered. The other day I went to bury a loved one Tuesday. And it's a shame down there. Them people in the ground, never had a date, and just babies.
Yeah.
So you blame the parents. I'm a Vietnam vet. I don't feel sorry for the parents. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. You warned them. It's like the school board. Now you reap what you sow.
I'm going to stop calling him because I'm agitated about it. Because these kids come back in now, they're not going to be taken care of beneficial-wise, nor compensation. They ain't paying us. And I've been out 35 years.
Ike, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. My name is Liz Brown. Tomorrow, my goodness, right before Christmas. You don't want to miss tomorrow. We have a number of wonderful guests joining us. Going to be shooting a little bit of a reality show in the station, in the studio tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strong.
The fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex.